this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The Federal Aviation Administration says it's lifting all restrictions on commercial flights that were imposed during the government shutdown at 40 major U.S. airports. The agency said airlines can resume normal flight schedules beginning at this hour, 6 a.m. Eastern Time. The unprecedented order had been in place since early November and affected thousands of flights. The FAA said it was necessary to ease the strain on the aviation system and help manage staffing shortages at its air traffic control facilities during the government shutdown. President Trump says House Republicans should vote to release the files in the Jeffrey Epstein case.
This marks a startling reversal after Mr. Trump previously fought the plan as a growing number of Republicans supported it. Writing on social media Sunday night, the president says, quote, "We have nothing to hide," unquote.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. As the Russia-Ukraine war drags on, Finnish President Alexander Stubb says no ceasefire is likely to happen in Ukraine anytime soon.
I'm not very optimistic about achieving a ceasefire or the beginning of peace negotiations, at least this year. I mean, perhaps if we get something going by February, March, that would be good.
In the Middle East, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is vowing to oppose any attempt to establish a Palestinian state. He made the comments ahead of today's scheduled vote at the UN Security Council on a U.S.-drafted resolution that would leave the door open to Palestinian independence. Netanyahu has long ruled out a state for Palestinians, asserting that it would reward Hamas. However, following the just-concluded war in Gaza, he faces growing international pressure to show flexibility. More at townhall.com.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Black Friday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Black Friday deals before they're gone at audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Americans are getting overwhelmed with the unpredictability of the Middle East situation, the ongoing government shutdown, and growing social upheaval at home. These all add up to a perfect storm of uncertainty for financial markets. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-741-GOLD to get your free gold and silver rollover information kit. We can help you navigate the complicated options you may be considering for your IRAs and 401ks. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
A couple of accidents as we get underway this morning. Route 214, the accident in Arundel County. It's just east of Route 2, southern part of the county. So heads up for that. And there's a wreck also in Montgomery County on Route 80. It's right at the ramp at I-270. It looks like there might be some road blockage there. Oliver County's talking about a minor wreck on the Beltway. We're trying to track that down right now. In the meantime, the lanes are open and a good start southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a blustery and chilly day ahead of us. Plenty of sunshine with highs near 50, but feel like temperatures in the low 40s. Mostly clear and cold tonight as lows fall into the low 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
40 degrees in Bowley's Quarters and 38 in Randallstown at 604. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Anne Arundel County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with a double murder in Pasadena. 61-year-old Anthony Reyes of Nottingham was taken into custody following a police pursuit that started with a traffic stop in Hanover, and it ended on southbound 97 near Quarterfield Road. Police say married couple William and Jenna Hayes were shot to death in their home on Twickenham Road Sunday afternoon. Investigators say Reyes knew the couple was a friend and through the business they operated from their home. And a suspect has been arrested in connection with the January 2022 Stricker Street fire that claimed the lives of three Baltimore City firefighters. 57-year-old James Barnett is charged with second-degree arson, second-degree murder, involuntary manslaughter, and reckless endangerment. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 315, the pick 4, 5790. 6:05 on Casey & Company, Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
There we go. And the 6:05 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, the fake tush-push that was heard around the world.
It is Andrews under center on 4th-and-1. Andrews spinning away, and there he goes! Andrews all the way! Touchdown!
Andrew Catalan.
What a call by the Red!
Had the call on CBS. Andrews score on a 4th-and-1 from the Cleveland 35 was the clincher, and the Ravens defense blitzed Shedeur Sanders all second half en route to an anything but pretty 23-16 win over the Browns. Post-game reaction first from the head coach.
Man, it was so beautifully executed. When you see it, and a good idea has many fathers, right? But when you see it executed well, I mean, that's what makes it a good idea.
And then the man of the hour himself, Mark Andrews.
It was a great call. It's called Hurricane, and, you know, I think the guys just executed really well. Just trying to be versatile in that package, and it was a great play call. Felt great to get in the end zone.
The Ravens fumbled a punt, deflected a pass into a pick six, gifted Cleveland 3 points on a 4th-down offsides penalty, and basically did almost everything possible to lose, except that Hurricane saved the day. Elsewhere in the division, the Ravens got no help from Cincinnati.
3rd-and-9. Sample the block. It's intercepted. It's picked off by Tugger. He's got room to roam. There's a block on the play by Herbig. You can't kiss him goodbye. Touchdown. Pick six.
Kevin Harlan with the call on CBS. Kyle Dugger with a 73-yard pick six that changed the game in Pittsburgh as the Steelers waltz over Joe Flacco and the Bengals. 34-12 was the final. So, through 10 games of the season, Baltimore reaches 500 at 5-5. Still, though, one game behind the Steelers. Coming up in 30 minutes, the joyous Ravens locker room. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oreo Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning. morning to you. Welcome back. This is KC and Company, Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM, in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Monday, November 17, 2025. I'm Sean Casey, and coming up in this hour, Federal Hill business owners reacting to the latest crime surge, saying we may have to pack up and get out. The Trump-MTG feud gets ugly. We'll delve deep inside that here this morning. Also, Governor Moore was on with Chuck Todd. It's called the Toddcast. That's some interesting things to say. Lots of news about Governor Moore today, including Kamala Mamdani reaching out to him, getting advice on how to deal with President Trump, and also his pledge, no new taxes, no tax hikes in order to close the budget deficit in that we are now facing. But again, he was on with Chuck Todd down in Texas at the Texas Tribune. This is, I think, in Austin, which is, you know, the liberal mecca. It's a little bright spot for lefties in Texas. And there was Chuck Todd, who has now become largely irrelevant. But there he is now interviewing Governor Moore. And the first interesting thing he had to say was how to deal with the National Guard in Baltimore that President Trump had mentioned. And you'll hear what Governor Moore claims that he did to, you know, to stifle that.
I don't think Donald Trump wants to have more free and fair elections. The reason I'm optimistic is because I believe that if we do our part, Donald Trump is not going to have the final say.
Yeah, that was the free and fair elections. That's my bad. But, yeah, this is something we've heard repeatedly from the left, that he's going to impose martial law. He's going to cancel the elections. He doesn't want free and fair elections. Now, mind you, he was the victim of an election steal back on 3 November of 2020. So remember, when you hear Democrats like Governor Tax Moore say stuff like this, this is Democrat projection. The people who really don't want free and fair elections are the Democrats, because they would lose power. They would have complete no say in it, and then lose their power, wouldn't be able to retain their power. And the fact of the matter is, that's why mail-in ballots, they used under the smokescreen of COVID to get these mail-in ballots in. It's going to be hard getting them completely taken away at some point. But we'll see if the Republicans ever wake up and get rid of the filibuster. Now, as to the National Guard coming to Baltimore, here's what he had to say.
When the president was starting to pick on other cities after he picked on Washington, Baltimore was mentioned. And you made an interesting decision. You said, no, we don't want the National Guard here. That's a mistake. However, I'm going to bring in state police to assist in Baltimore. Frankly, I thought that was pretty politically savvy. But I will ask this. Does that mean Donald Trump has a point about our cities?
Not at all.
Yeah. You can't have it both ways. You can't say that Trump did not initiate or cause you to bring in the state police and the Maryland Transportation Authorities and then deny that it has anything to do with your city being violent. I mean, I think it's interesting that Chuck Todd used the phrase picked on. Okay, like he's picking on these cities for no reason at all. These cities, including Baltimore, and just go look at the latest headlines here this morning. We've got a 13-year-old shot. We have armed robbery in Federal Hill. The violence continues. They're now expanding to Charlotte, North Carolina. He's made D.C. much safer. Memphis is much safer. He will do the same thing for Portland eventually, for Charlotte. And if Baltimore is whatever, you know, wake up, smell the coffee, do the same thing here. This isn't picking on cities. This is protecting the voters and the residents of these cities. All right, hear more from Governor Moore on the Chuck Toddcast coming up in just a second. 6:13, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
I think we found the wreck on the Beltway. It's on the outer loop right here at the BW Parkway. And at one point, it was in the ramp lane moving to and from the parkway itself. It's now in the painted out area with the state police and a couple of vehicles off to the side. But we're a little bit slow if you're coming down from Baltimore County from Washington Boulevard from 895. You're heading eventually down towards Capmead Road or I-97. It's going to be a little slow there right at the parkway. So you might just want to hang out in the center and the left-hand lane. We'll keep an eye on it, but right now there is a little bit of a backup now in that area. The wreck in Anne Arundel County, southern part of the county, 214. The wreck was just east of Route 2, and in Urbana in Montgomery County, the wreck early there was at the ramp at Route 80 and the interchange at I-270. Tunnel looks good. Nothing major. JFX very quiet right now. from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Blustery and chilly today. Mostly sunny. Highs near 50. But it'll feel like the low 40s thanks to the wind gusts reaching up to 30 miles per hour. What is it with the wind in the last several weeks? In fact, I've known over the last several months, it just seems like we've gone, like Chicago's known as the Windy City. We're now the Windy City. Tomorrow, mid-40s rain tomorrow afternoon. Right now, we're looking at, it's a chilly start to the day. We're at 37 in Owings Mills, and it is 38 in Columbia. Time for some one-liner news. A new Gallup poll finds 40% of women aged 18 to 44 say they'd like to leave the United States altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently relocate to the island of Lesbos. That would be the number one destination there.
Awful.
Disney and YouTube TV have ended their dispute, and new deal will bring channels like ABC and ESPN back to the Google-owned streaming platform. You know, the fight has been pretty intense. I actually had YouTube TV and had to subscribe to Hulu because you got nothing. No ABC, no Disney Channel, nothing.
Hmm.
And finally now they've reconciled their differences, unlike the last Monday night football game that was blocked out where the Eagles beat the Packers 10-7. That was a snooze fest.
Right.
You know? President Trump is suing the Beeb for $5 billion for airing a deceptively edited interview. But Donald Trump said he's willing to settle, and this would be revenge for Benny Hill, Monty Python, and Doctor Who.
I like Benny Hill. That's fun.
I did like Benny Hill as well. Former First Lady Michelle Obama has shut down any speculation that she'll run for president. Mrs. Obama claims America's not ready for a woman president. And even if she were to be elected, America still would not have a woman president.
Not her.
I was going to say that, but then I thought, no, probably.
Sorry about that, Chief.
Did you hear her complaining about white people with the hair?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She says, we spent so much time, I'm paraphrasing here, straightening our hair because, you know, the African-American hair is naturally curly, comes out curly and so on and so forth. And so some women choose to iron their hair. And that's up to them. Whatever they want to do, I don't care. Mm-hmm. But now she's blaming why we have to live up to your standards.
We're sorry.
You know, that's why we lose so much time. We can't do many things because we're living up to your standards of what we should look like. I don't give a rat's, you know what, about what your hair looks like. I really don't.
I have poker straight hair. I take time because I'm trying to make it. Is that
have you ever had a fro?
I've never had a fro. Oh. I used to perm. Okay. My hair was huge. Don't you remember?
A big 80s hair, yes.
Yeah,
I think we've seen picture of you with big 80s hair. You look like you had two helmets on.
Looked like Marge Simpson.
You look like you came right out of the Hunt Fest.
Well, yes.
People are falling in love with AI chatbots, and some users claim they're having AI children together. This AI stuff is not AI. It's genuine stupidity, is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I have no words. It's scary.
It is
very
scary.
You have to stop at a certain point.
Very scary indeed. But,
I respect the Amish.
Hey, you know, it's we're basically just 10 days from Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Can you believe it? I mean, it's like creeping up on us very fast.
Yeah. So, and you think you're ahead. Every year I think, oh, yeah, I have Christmas.
Now, we'll all be off that day. It's Jeff McDonald is going to be here.
Some of us will be off the next day.
Yes.
Exactly.
Some of us will be off the next day as well.
That trip to family.
I'm announcing that at this moment.
Oh, you are? Thank you for the heads up. We appreciate that.
Oh, you'll get an email.
You know? All those people rushing out to the malls for Black Friday, they depend on you. They depend on you for traffic.
They don't go until after the rush hour's over. There is no rush hour day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, the people who camp out for special price. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but do people still do that now?
55 years of experience telling you that.
Yeah. Well, we have that Target across the street. You can see people.
People camp out still?
Sure.
Even with Cyber Monday?
Yep.
Yeah, that's crazy. I have never done that.
I mean, I
have never
to, but I'm not going to camp outside.
In a store of any kind on Black Friday, have you?
Neither have I.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No, Kristen said she did it. She did it once. You know, so we'll have to get the... It must have been a really big gift she really wanted for Christmas.
I used to shop on Christmas Eve because if I bought anything before that, I would give it away. So I shopped on Christmas Eve, wrapped it, and then gave it away the next day.
When you say give it away, you meaning it? You would reveal what the gift was.
I bought it in September. I'd give it to him in September.
You wouldn't like use it and barter it for something else.
Oh no!
Well, it depends. Depends what the deal was.
You bartered depends.
Oh,
I have.
Were they new or used?
I don't know. I had a middleman.
All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple.
All right, sir, thank you.
410-922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680 if you care to join us here. But Governor Moore on the Chuck Toddcast, hey, as he was asked about the power line project as well, the MPRP.
I also, though, believe that nothing can or will happen in my state without the impact of the community. And I think the community will always have the final say with me. It's part of the reason that I have a lot of issues with some of these projects that PJ, going back to PJM, that they've then put on board, where you are literally putting together lines and transmission lines, and you're looking at them, you're putting it throughout my map without realizing that people actually live there. Like, it's a game about where they are placing this without any form of feedback from us or any form of feedback from the community. And so I believe that we need to invest in critical infrastructure. I believe that when we're talking about the future of AI and cyber and quantum, that these are things that I want my state to be not just a national but a global leader in. But I also know that this has to happen in partnership with the community. This is not going to be what we're doing to the community. It has to be what we're doing actually with the community in these buildouts.
Are you working with any of these companies that have taken that attitude?
Oh, well, we are, because for all these companies, they understand if you're not taking that attitude, then you're not doing projects in my state.
Oh, okay. That's another one of these I will stand with the people kind of remarks, that you're not going to, you know, obviously you're not going to do it in my state if you don't work with these companies, don't like PJM and PSEG, rather, if you don't work with me. Well, the fact of the matter is, you, sir, could stop it. You could stop it with a call to the PSC. You have four of the five names appointed there. So we'll discuss this in greater detail if you'd like to react to that comment, especially when it comes to MPRP. That's just more word salad from Governor Moore. 621 and Rescue Natural Supplements. It's a Black Friday sale all through the month of November, and that means you don't have to have a coupon code in order to take advantage of incredible savings up to 45% to 80% off some of your favorite nutraceuticals. These are all natural supplements with no side effects that help you battle cholesterol and triglycerides, help regulate blood pressure, to help lose weight, help fall asleep. Men's and women's products helping boosting your own hormones. This isn't a hormone replacement, but boosting your own hormones. And again, all of these have been meticulously researched. They're powerful, they're potent, and they're pure, and they work. I can attest to that. So here's what you do. Go to the website, res-q.com. Check out your favorite nutraceuticals. See how much they're on sale. They're already marked down at the website. You can order there, or you can call, pick up the phone, 1-800-26-ALIVE. If you have any questions, 1-800-262-5483.
Hey, guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Monday morning rush hour update with Lugnuts Johnson.
Don't know what the problem is yet, but 295 is really slow right here at 198. So keep an eye out for that. If you're traveling through there, we'll try to pinpoint exactly what it is. But this is a lot slower than it should be for this early in the morning. If you're on the Beltway near the BW Parkway, there was a minor accident there. It was pushed off to the right side, outer loop right at the BW Parkway. But it looks like the backup is eased up. Not as bad as it was earlier. Both the tunnels are still in good shape. Right now, we're still under a 5-minute delay, both on 95 and 895 South. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Free State Gun Range has you covered, from wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday. Blustery and chilly today. Sunny. Highs near 50, but with the wind gusts, it's going to feel like in the 40s. I can't seem to get rid of this wind. These gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Right now, we're partly cloudy, 41 in Annapolis, 37 in Ellicott City. We're talking about Governor Tex Moore was on the Truck Toddcast down in Texas last week. Any chance he gets to leave the state? He pretty much is, you know, out of here. But then, of course, he is every chance he gets to take a dig at President Trump, he pounces.
So here was the reality when Donald Trump started making his threats, that for the past 2.5 years, there is no state that has seen a faster drop-off when it comes to violent crime than the state of Maryland. That the last time the homicide rate was this low in Baltimore City, I wasn't born yet. That we are literally watching historic drops in violent crime, historic drops in property crime, in auto thefts, in carjackings, in homicides, in non-fatal shootings, and the president wants to look at us like we're the problem. I said, Mr. President, you don't need to look at us like we're the problem. Actually, you should look at us like we're the solution. And if you want to spend time actually learning instead of bloviating from the Oval Office, these like 1980s Archie Bunker, you know, then you should come spend some time with us. So I invited him.
Did you offer to take him for a walk?
I did. I offered to take him for a walk. I told him if it was too long a walk, I would get him a golf cart. I you know.
Oh, hearty, har, har. Oh, this
That's
is...
That's one to talk.
Get him a golf cart. This guy, how about a boat? How about a Clooney boat instead of a golf cart? Huh? How about that? It's unbelievable. But this guy is such a poser. He's such an empty suit. So now we're finding out on Friday, the Baltimore Sun reporting that on a call to the Sun paper, that a source familiar with Governor Moore's plans regarding the almost $1.5 billion budget deficit for fiscal year 27, no tax hikes. So that's, again, read my lips. It could be one of those. So that means if there's no tax hikes, and what about fees? What about permits? What about those other things that aren't necessarily taxes? What about those? We have not been assured that there would be no increases there. But that means you're going to have to dip into the rainy day fund. And that's like an $800 million what they'll cut from that. And then there's going to have to be some cuts in state jobs. So I don't see any way. Or they're going to have to basically say time out on the blueprint for the future. And maybe some other spending, like the red line to nowhere, and maybe get this Climate Control Act of 2022 under, again, under control. Recently elected New York Mayor Kami Mamdani, it has been revealed on the night of his victory in New York City. Guess who he called? He called Governor Tex Moore for advice on how do you deal with Donald Trump. So now we find out. Not only the governor is aligning himself with an Antifa guy at the football game. It was two weeks ago. What's his name? Jolly Ginger, whatever his name is. Russell Ellis. That's who it is. Jolly Good Ginger, who declared himself Antifa. So he's going basically and buddying up with the guys that are proclaiming themselves as members of Antifa and a avowed communist. He calls himself a Democrat socialist, but we all know who he is and what he is. So this is who Wesley is. These are his friends. There's, you know, the birds of a feather flock together. And, again, what would... Now, this is amazing. In the Chuck Toddcast, Kevin Moore proclaimed, I am a capitalist. So we'll see.
Oh, okay.
We'll see if that rings true or not. But just thought that's the latest on Governor Moore. You can call us and let us know what you think. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up next, the Trump-Marjorie Taylor Greene feud now is getting ugly, and we'll take a look at that, as well as your calls and comments a little bit later on. The Federal Hill business owners are reacting to the surge in crime in their neighborhood as well. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company. And Vinny Of course, he's going to waive his commission for one lucky family or a homeowner in the very near future, and that's going to be announced this Friday on the show. The deadlines for nominations were last Friday. But again, the one major takeaway is when you deal with Vinny is your home is guaranteed to sell. And that's because, you know, Vinny's got a database of nearly 13,000 names, buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. All you have to do is to contact Vinny, and one of his agents will come out, and they'll sit down and discuss your home and the sale of your home, the appearance of your home, et cetera. And once you agree and sign the contract on the dotted line, agree on asking price and the time frame in which you will seek to sell your home, it's sold. It's guaranteed to sell. Because if it doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, Vinny will buy it from you and pay you in cash. So here's Vinny's number, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. That's Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company. All right, it's coming up on 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. And once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. A 13-year-old boy is hospitalized after a shooting in West Baltimore. The teen was shot shortly after 6:30 p.m. in the 2200 block of McCullough Street, and he was taken to a hospital with gunshot wounds. The teen is listed in stable condition. Sunday's shooting happened less than a mile from the 2400 block of Woodbrook Avenue, where another 13-year-old was shot last week. Baltimore police are investigating a Sunday shooting in the city's central district. Officers were called to the 1200 block of East Eager Street at around 7 p.m., where they found a man with a gunshot wound to the arm. The victim was taken to a hospital in stable condition. Investigators have not released any information on a suspect or a motive. And Sunday's windy weather fueled several brush fires in Baltimore and Harford counties. It took Baltimore County firefighters hours to contain the 22-acre fire that broke out in the area of West Padonia Road in Timonium. There were no injuries and no structures were damaged, but several trees and power lines were impacted. In Harford County, fires were reported in wooded areas near Route 136 in Churchville and the 2200 block of Schuster Road in Jarrettsville. And Anne Arundel County Police say, beginning today, automated speed enforcement cameras will become active in several school zones. Police say the cameras will operate from 6 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday through Friday to help reduce speeds and promote safer driving habits around schools. The cameras are located near Tracy's Elementary School on Deal Road and Davidson Elementary on West Central Avenue. There are also cameras at Central Middle School in Edgewater and Southern Middle School and High School on Solomon's Island Road. Citations will be issued after a 15-day warning period. And Anne Arundel County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with a double murder in Pasadena. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Are you making these two deadly mistakes with your emergency food supply? The first mistake is not having an emergency food supply to begin with. The second mistake is buying an emergency food supply, but not having a way to cook the meals in an emergency. That's why My Patriot Supply created the Black Friday Survival Special. It comes with a 4-week food supply, plus $150 worth of free gifts, including everything you need to prepare your emergency meals, like a cook stove, fuel, fire starters, plus a water purifier, bug out bag, and more. It's the complete survival kit your family needs to ride out natural disasters, civil unrest, or worse. Plus, it makes a great Christmas gift, but it's only available through Black Friday. So head over to MyPatriotSupply.com to check out everything that's included. With all the uncertainty in the world, disaster preparedness is more important than ever. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get prepared today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
That's a wreck on 295 South. It's down around Powder Mill Road and with the backup going back towards 198 and 197. I even looked at the camera northbound and at Powder Mill Road. It's also slow there, so it's in a spot where everybody can see it, and we're getting an impact both directions on 295 through that area. Might still have the state police on the Beltway at an accident about 25 minutes ago on the outer loop near the ramp at the BW Parkway. They're in the painted out area off to the right side, but there were some brake lights locally in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a blustery and chilly day ahead of us. Plenty of sunshine with highs near 50, but feel like temperatures in the low 40s. Mostly clear and cold tonight as lows fall into the low 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. And apparently, practice does indeed make perfect.
And it's Andrews under center on 4th and 1. Andrews spinning away, and there he goes! Andrews! All the way! Touchdown!
Andrew Catalan with the call on CBS, a play that the Ravens have practiced over and over again in practice. Mark Andrews and the fake tush push, a play called Hurricane, was the difference as the Ravens gutted their way to a 23-16 win over the Browns. Baltimore reaching 500 with their fourth win in a row. As much as it was frustrating as a fan to watch at times, head coach John Harbaugh treated it like gold in the postgame.
There's been about 150 years of football. There has never in the history of football been a greater win than today. That's the best win in the history of football right there. Today it was, right? I'm so proud of you guys, man. Remember?
Now, one of those guys that he was proud of was the tush-push trigger, Mark Andrews.
We're starting to hit our stride, and, you know, we're not by any means satisfied. I think this is a hungry, humble group that's going to continue to work each and every week to try to be the best that we can be at the right time.
And the win allows the Ravens to keep pace with the Steelers, who got a key pick six in defeating Joe Flacco yesterday, and the Bengals. 34-12 was the final, but could be without Aaron Rodgers for a while. There is concern that Rodgers suffered a slight break in his left non-throwing wrist. Mason Rudolph finished the game yesterday for the Steelers. Saturday, Champaign, Illinois was not kind to Mike Locksley and the Terps. 24-6 losers to the Fighting Illini, Maryland's sixth consecutive loss. The hot seat in College Park getting hotter for the head coach, but the man is undeterred.
They know I'm going to coach them up until the day I'm not allowed to, and they're going to play hard for me until the day they are done playing for me. And those are the type of bonds I make in this business. And again, I've done the good work.
At the same time, Locksley has never had a winning record in the Big Ten in 7 years in charge of the team. Now, Maryland basketball on Saturday was at Marquette. A gritty 89-82 win over the Golden Eagles, but a horrific injury suffered by forward Pharrell Payne after slamming the ball through the hoop. Payne landing extremely awkwardly, basically in a split position, and his cries were audible throughout the arena. He was carted off with a hip injury. His head coach, Buzz Williams, after the game.
I've never seen him hurt. And the angle that I saw, it did not appear good. I know I'm not supposed to run out on the floor. So I was there probably a little longer than I should. And when I got back to the huddle, our kids said, "Coach, you got to pray for him."
And I think we all should, and anybody who saw that play, that injury, I think would agree. The time now is 6:37, when we return a legitimate question that needs to be asked.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Did you happen to see that play, that injury that Pharrell Payne suffered?
I did not, no.
Oh, man, that was just unbelievable. It was a great play. He went up for the slam, threw it down. He had somebody underneath him from Marquette, so he was kind of, you know, wavering on the on the rim. And then he landed, and he landed extremely awkwardly. Basically, he landed on his hip. Ooh. And he was down for minutes, and you could hear the cry of anguish from him. And they eventually carted him off after a while, and we'll see what happens. I mean, he's still in the hospital. Hopefully, he'll be okay. I don't know that he's going to be able to come back this year. That's a major, major injury for the University of Maryland. Here's the question that needs to be asked about the Ravens. And okay, a win's a win, and you can get one in the NFL. Get it. They're 5-5. But look at the quarterbacks that they've beaten the last 3 weeks, okay? I mean, Tua Tagovailoa, who he can't play. You know, the Browns yesterday, those guys don't even deserve to play a down
in the NFL. They're both their quarterbacks. They look like they're just college quarterbacks playing.
Correct.
In the NFL.
And then J.J. McCarthy is a young quarterback. They beat him a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, yeah, it's great they're 5-5, but, I mean, what is this team? You know, we're going to find out late, because in the last four or five games of the year, they've got the Pittsburgh. They got Pittsburgh twice. They got New England, and they got Green Bay.
Yeah, they're poised to go, I would think, 10-7. I think 10-7 probably gets you in.
10-7 gets you in, but I hope they get to 10-7. Yeah. But still, there's a long way to go here.
Yeah,
you gotta sometimes you gotta recognize the
great
opponent.
Game for Mark Andrews yesterday,
a record setting game, and then of course the tush push, the fake tush push,
the hurricane,
unbelievable. that really was something.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 6:39, 21 minutes now for the hour, 7 o'clock, and let's take some phone calls here this morning. Mark in Baltimore. Good morning.
Good morning. Way to go, Ravens, by the way, yesterday. Thank you. Maryland is, besides being composed of Baltimore City, has 23 other counties. It is a big state. So the idea of taking state police from doing the functions on protecting state highways throughout the state of Maryland to try to do crime enforcement is kind of ludicrous, especially the fact is that state police have a lot of different state powers, protecting the state leaders, the governor, the lieutenant governor, and the like. And they have to take care of areas near the Washington, D.C. area, for example, Eastern Shore, lower counties, Western Maryland, and you get the idea.
Yeah, I do.
So why would you be taking law enforcement that's supposed to do it state powers to do local police?
Because you don't want
completely wrong.
You don't want Donald Trump, President Trump, to send the National Guard in. That's the reason why he did it. He also doesn't give any credit to Ivan Bates, the city state's attorney, or former U.S. Attorney Eric Barron. Let's face it, there was also the crackdown on illegals that have pulled a lot of these criminals off the streets, and that's to President Trump's credit. So he's just desperate. He wants a wedge issue to run against Trump, and it'll be somebody else in 28, but he doesn't want his presidential ambitions to be rained on in any way, shape, or form. Mark, again, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Marty's in Parkville. Hello, Marty.
Good morning, Sean. How are you today?
We are fine, sir. Thank you.
What I wanted to say is that at least Westmore is finally telling the truth. When he was on Meet the Press, he said the quiet part out loud, which I think should be his new 2026 campaign slogan, which is IDGAF.
Yeah, you're right about that.
It's obvious that he does. When it comes to Maryland, he don't give a.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's going to come back to haunt him. That's going to be probably in a number of Republican ads. I'm hoping it'll be in Republican ads. You just never know with the Republicans.
Republicans need to have bumper stickers, T-shirts, billboards, everything that says IDGAF. I mean, he's got a young suicidal girl under, DHS care.
Well, look, let's look at the agencies. The DHS, DJS. Again, you look at it, and now, of course, we have a budget deficit of $1.5 billion, soon to be $4 billion in the next 3 years. Again, they want to blame that all on Trump. And yeah, they lost some federal jobs, but the cake was already baked with the spending, uncontrollable spending, with the blueprint and red line and some of the other stuff out there. And again, they just remember he hired 5,000 state employees when he came in.
Yeah, only to let a whole bunch of them go.
Yeah. But that's a good point.
Have a good day.
IDGAF. That's a good one, Marty. Appreciate that. You do the same. All right, so President Trump and the ongoing feud now with Marjorie Taylor Greene is getting ugly. Last week, the president said that he believed that MTG had gone to the other side.
I passed a great big beautiful bill, which is the biggest tax cuts in the history of our country. So when somebody like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's now catering to the other side, I don't know what, I guess she's, got some kind of an act going, but I'm surprised at her. But when somebody like Marjorie goes over and starts making statements like that, it shows she doesn't know.
And over the weekend, the president said that Marjorie Taylor Greene had changed politically.
Something happened to her over the last period of a month or two where she changed, I think, politically. I think that her constituents aren't going to be happy. Already I have people calling me. They want to challenge her to a race in her district in Georgia. And, that's too bad. She's lost a wonderful conservative reputation.
But over the weekend, posts on Truth Social and on X from both combatants show you how serious the feud is becoming. We'll talk about that and why it's happening in just a second. It's 6:43, time for traffic weather on the threes. And once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
I saw the wreck on the BW Parkway is southbound between 197 and Powder Mill Road. Pretty good size backup southbound through 198, 197, even the northbound side is slow coming up from Powder Mill Road. That accident was, as of about 10 minutes ago, was still blocking the left-hand lane. Beltway now begins to fill in already. 795 Liberty Road through I-70 down through Route 40. Parkville side with a few brake lights right there at Hartford Road. So far, we've been in good shape through the ramps at Greenspring Avenue and not looking at any major problems here southbound at both the Hartford Tunnels. The live shot here at 95 and O'Donnell Street. The lanes are open, 895 at O'Donnell Street there. Yeah, we're getting some brief delays there now going into the old Harbor Tunnel, but with the lanes open on 895, just making sure, yeah, everybody's going in with all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Blustery, chilly day today. Sunny, highs near 50, but the wind gusts will make it feel like 40s because of a 30-mile-per-hour wind gust. We've had this wind with us for quite some time right now. It's 39 and clear in Pikesville, 37 in Reisterstown. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson. 2026 shaping up for a big year for unique soda flavors. That's K-pop singing Soda Pop. Now we've got the following soda flavors: Dirty Mountain Dew Cream Soda, Prebiotic Pepsi Cola. Maybe they'll call it Pepsi Colon at that point. Who knows?
Yeah. Right?
Dr. Pepper Creamy Coconut.
Oh, no.
And the revival of Mr. Pibb.
Mr. Pibb.
Mr. Pibb is coming back. Yeah. And they call me Mr. Pibb.
Mr. Pibb. Right.
It's McRib season once again, but you can only get the McRib in select regions. You'll have to go to, let's see, where's the closest place we can go? Cleveland. It's Miami, Dallas, St. Louis, Atlanta, Chicago, Seattle, L.A., and Cleveland.
Take the barbecue sauce off of it. And then give it back to him after you see it. It's not good.
How about the crab cake? Remember that?
It's great.
Ooh. Yeah, it is. Well, you know, most pork is when it's cooked is gray.
Not that gray. Not that battleship gray.
Battleship gray. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, something that's probably made from a battleship. Cheesecake Factory is letting you bring its bread home without even stepping foot in the restaurant. Their new brown bed slider buns and bakery buns will be available. Either get them at the Cheesecake Factory. I'm not sure they're going to be in the, actually, they're going to be in Kroger stores. So no Krogers around here.
Yeah, no Krogers.
Eventually, I think you're going to see them eventually in all supermarkets.
Go to West Virginia. There's some there.
And also Virginia. They have them in Virginia. Buzz Balls. Have you ever had a Buzz Ball?
I have.
You have? All right. Well, now they have Buzz Balls on the walls this holiday season.
I had that problem too once.
A limited edition. Buzz Balls holiday shelf inspired by Buddy the Elf. Starting this week, Balls on the Walls Cooling Shelf features LED lighting and pull-out drawer for cooling packs designed to keep your buzz balls
You got to take care of your buzz balls.
You do.
And they'll take care of you.
Yeah. Each limited edition shelf comes stocked with six of Buzz Balls' new holiday flavor, Elf Maple Syrup Sundae Buzz Ball.
No.
Maple Syrup Sundae?
That's
That is disgusting.
That is.
Yeah. You know? I don't know what kind of alcohol would be in that, but... maybe rum? I don't know. Maybe whiskey. Maybe, I don't
Here's
know.
Here's the problem. If you drink enough alcohol ahead of time, you don't care what it
is. Yeah, you don't care what it tastes. Exactly. You don't care what it tastes. But it's I guess, maybe a conversation piece you'd put on your around Christmas with a little buzz ball with an elf on it. Who knows? You know?
The elf buzz ball.
The elf balls, right. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:47. Here's what President Trump wrote on Truth Social. I am withdrawing my support and endorsement of Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. All I see wacky Marjorie do is complain. It seemed to all begin when I sent her a poll stating she could not run for senator or governor. She was at 12%, did not have a chance, unless, of course, she had my endorsement, which wasn't about to get. She has told many people that she's upset that I don't return her phone calls anymore. But with 219 congressmen, women, 53 U.S. senators, 24 cabinet members, almost 200 conservatives thinking about primarying Marjorie in her District of Columbia, of District of Georgia, rather, they too are fed up with her and her antics. And if the right person runs, they will have my complete and unyielding support. She's gone far left, even doing The View with their low IQ Republican-hating anchors. Marjorie Taylor Greene responded, President Trump just attacked me and lied about me. I haven't called him at all, but I did send those text messages today. Apparently, this is what sent him over the edge, the Epstein files. It's astonishing, really, how hard he's fighting to stop the Epstein files from coming out, that he actually goes to this level. But really, most Americans wish he would fight this hard to help the forgotten men and women of America who are fed up with foreign wars and foreign causes, are going broke trying to feed their families, and are losing hope of ever achieving the American dream. That's what I voted for. I do not worship or serve Donald Trump. I worship God, Jesus, my Savior, and my district. Since that time, he's now called her Marjorie Traitor Greene and Marjorie Taylor Brown. She, you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of the Elon Musk feud. Remember, a couple things here I think are important. And look, I like both people. Just like I liked Elon Musk, I do like Marjorie Taylor Greene. I think she does have good instincts. She's made some mistakes. President Trump has made some mistakes. Neither one of them are perfect. And I'm hoping this kind of resolves itself like the Elon Musk thing did, as they became friends again. The one thing I think in Elon Musk's case and Marjorie Taylor Greene's case they forget is that Trump is MAGA. Without Trump, there would be no MAGA. You know, whether you agree or disagree on any one position, foreign policy or whatever, he is the one that brought MAGA to the forefront, and he is the one that is currently the titular leader or head of MAGA. And I think one thing I would say about what Trump did, if he did send her this poll, she wanted to challenge John Ossoff, and she, according to the White House, they sent this poll privately. He did not do it publicly. He didn't do it to try to embarrass her. He just said, I don't think you can win, and you shouldn't run. And apparently she took umbrage at that, and since that time they have been feuding. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I disagree a tad, and because sometimes over the last few years I've often thought, like, sometimes MTG or Steve Bannon can be more MAGA than Trump. Trump, I have no issue with Trump, and like you said, I'm on both their sides. I like both of them. I think overall we're on the same side, and it's complicated. Once in a while, maybe he does something that we feel like, okay, maybe that's not the most MAGA priority. It's more like that. This almost seems so over the top. It almost seems fake. I don't know. I hope it is. I don't know if there's some sort of strategy behind it, because it seems so over the top on both her sides. But I still say she isn't really saying anything that the rest of us haven't been saying either. And here, like, let's see the Epstein file. Whoever is indicted in it, we need to see the Epstein. We need truth. We need, you know, disclosure. We need transparency on all of these issues. And maybe Trump is doing some of this stuff behind the scenes, but maybe it's more of an optics thing. It looks like he's always overseas. It looks like he's always hosting, you know, a foreign leader here. And I know some of that is relating back to domestic. He's working on the tariff deals, which eventually will benefit us. So I see both sides. I think my only theory here is that I don't understand why Trump is responding this way when a few other people, like Megyn Kelly, was calling out the Republican Party the other week, being frustrated with certain things. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I don't know if it's Mark Levin and Laura Loomer and people like that in his ear, who overall, on other things, I agree with, but right. They are very Israel first. And if someone is not Israel first before America first, suddenly they're a traitor. So that's my theory of what's going on here.
Yeah, we're running on the break here, so we'll talk about it a little bit on the other side. But I do think that you make some fair points, but there are some other components to this, and we'll get to that in just a second. 6:52, you're listening to Casey and Company, Town Appliance. Hey, Mayor and Mayor, they have a beautiful showroom in right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. If you're in the market for a new refrigerator, microwave oven, stove, doesn't matter what it is, new appliance, and maybe even want to upgrade your entire kitchen, this is a place you really should go. They have a price match. They have incredible service, second to none, and they'll work with you. They have over 70 different brands. Doesn't matter what your budget is. Just, you know, I would start. Go and see Mayor and Mayor. Of course, you know, you can shop, you know, around if you want, big box stores, whatever, and then come back and they'll match the price on that as well. So that's Mayor and Mayor, Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills.
Hey guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third generation Corporation, family-owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no-sense roofing and construction work. No subcontractors, just solid, dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Hi, this is Mark McVeary. Living on a fixed income has never been harder, especially if you still have a mortgage payment. That's why a reverse mortgage can really help. It can eliminate that payment, pay off other debts, and put some extra tax-free cash in your pocket. When it comes to your home, local experience matters. I've been helping homeowners for over 30 years, and I know money is tight, so there's no money out of your pocket to get the money you deserve. Call 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
6:53, time for traffic weather on the threes. And now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
UW Parkway is the slow area right now, southbound as well as northbound. There's a wreck in the area near Powder Mill Road. The southbound traffic is slow. The northbound traffic is slow on both sides of the roadway. So a number of brake lights already in that area. Beltway begins to fill in now on the Parkville side at Hartford Road. The west side delay is already there pretty much now from 795 headed south from there down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, blustery and chilly, mostly sunny today, highs near 50, and currently windy and 43 in Ocean City. It is 39 in Parkville. We're talking here about the feud that has gotten ugly regarding Marjorie Taylor Greene and President Trump. And, you know, Kristen, you made a good point regarding sometimes Bannon and people like MTG can be obviously more MAGA-esque than the president. But, you know, when you're not president and when you're dealing with a small district that is super MAGA and you're president of the entire country, there are a lot of things that are tugging at you from all different sides. And, you know, he's got to fix, you know, the economy. You've got global issues. You have to bring his companies back. So, yeah, there are going to be trade-offs made as president. And let's keep our eye on the mission. The one thing I think for, even in Bannon's case, Bannon's like, all illegals need to go, okay, including the criminal ones and the ones here that are just guilty of misdemeanor. Marjorie Taylor Greene, not so much. She's got a construction company, and she said that we should be prioritizing the criminals and not worried about the ones that have just come in the country, on a misdemeanor charge. Again, there's disagreement within MAGA, and that's fine because you know that's how great ideas come from pushing each other for which idea is going to work best.
I understand both sides, and I also understand, look, as conservatives, we've been asking for this stuff for years, we've been promised this stuff for years, and we're always lied to, and it never happened. So I think, to be fair, MAGA and the really conservatives are always paranoid that, oh my gosh, you know, we're going to get rug pulled again, and here we go, once someone gets in office, they go the other direction. So I think we're very, like, sensitive about that. And you're right, some of this stuff, look, personally, I agree. I want all illegals gone. That is a crime. They're all committing a crime. But I'm fine with them, A, the first wave needs right to be the most dangerous criminals, and B, I also understand that in certain industries, unfortunately, have relied on this. So you just can't do it overnight, but that doesn't mean we're not going to do it. And I think that maybe with some of the stuff that Trump is doing, it just has felt like his focus has been very outward focused, globally focused, and not on us. Like I said, some of the stuff I know comes back to help us. The deals and the tariffs eventually will come back to us. So I understand it's a process. But so maybe it's more of an optics problem. I mean, I watch, and I know you do, like, we get a schedule every day. I watch pretty much every live event. The White House is very transparent. It's fascinating to watch on. You can watch the White House YouTube page, which, by the way, Biden hardly did that. And if you did, you got about 2 seconds of video and then it was cut. So you get to see everything. You feel like you're a fly on the wall. But it's been a lot of the tech bros that have come in. It's been a lot of the big pharma people that have come in. It's been a lot of there's a new world leader in the White House every week. So maybe we're just not getting it. Or maybe they need to do a better job of showing us how domestically this will ultimately help us.
I think the other thing is, and by the way, President Trump now has released Epstein files. We've got nothing to hide. Release them. He's not fighting it. Release them. Secondly, I think what, you know, it probably stuck in her craw about don't run, you can't win statewide. And he did that privately. He didn't do it publicly to embarrass or humiliate her because he didn't want to do that. But what now she's doing, she's going publicly calling out, and rightfully so, the Republicans themselves, Republican leadership, need to be called out on certain things. But President Trump does have at least a health care plan. He does want some stuff to get out there. And when you go on The View and you praise the people on The View, you're the most fair and balanced thing. Now you go on Bill Maher. Now she's on CNN. We don't have time for the cut here, but maybe we'll play it later. She's apologizing to all people of CNN for her toxic politics while accusing Trump of egging on violence against her. And she's upset that because he had the ex-leader of Al-Qaeda in the White House the day before Veterans Day. Look, we became friends and allies with Japan, a horrible enemy. So, I mean, Trump is interested in pursuing peace. And I know maybe it was the optics that bothered her. I don't know.
But most of the time, though, I don't think she started out, she was attacking the Republican Party and leaders. It wasn't attacking Trump.
No,
somehow Trump seemed to take it personally. Also, Trump did invite personally Bill Maher to the White House, and he got this nice White House dinner and Lincoln bedroom tour. I didn't understand that. I would like that to go to somebody who's been a Trump supporter all along.
Yeah. All right. Good points. Tim Kyle, Electric Heating and Cooling. And, of course, now it is time to get them out to your home for the heat pump, for the furnace in your home. Make sure it's operating when it comes. Look, when you turn the heat on, you need the heat. You want the heat. You want it to work, number one. Number two, you want it to be efficient. So, especially now with energy prices skyrocketing, the rates have gone up this month. The rates are going up in spring again. If you check your bill, see what they're charging per kilowatt hour, it is getting astronomical here in the state, and it's only going to get worse because of what the Democrats have done. So call Tim Kyle. They'll come out. They'll inspect your unit, make sure it's operating efficiently. Give it whatever it needs, change the filters, what have you. 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you can go online, timkylecompany.com. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk about the Governor's Redistricting Committee holds its first meeting.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Good news for air travelers. All restrictions on commercial flights that were imposed during the government shutdown have now been lifted.
As of 6 a.m. Eastern Time this morning, airlines have the green light to resume regular flight schedules following a joint announcement from Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy and FAA Administrator Brian Bedford. During 10 days of restrictions, 40 major hubs were impacted in the U.S., including New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Atlanta, due to safety concerns from staffing shortages and long hours at air traffic control facilities. The restrictions affected thousands of flights across the country over that time. George Williams reporting.
In a bid to lower the prices of some grocery items, President Trump has ended U.S. tariffs on beef, coffee, tropical fruits, and a wide range of other supermarket staples. It's a reversal from a tariff policy that he's repeatedly claimed did not make items more expensive. But Donald Trump admitted to reporters Friday night that in some cases, tariffs may increase prices. It remains to be seen if or by how much prices are affected by this move. Meanwhile, economist Steve Moore says lowering the cost of living will take some time.
I think it'll take another 6 to 9 months for Trump to fix this problem because it's embedded in the system, just like it took Reagan about 2 years to fix the inflation problem that he inherited from Jimmy Carter back about 40 years ago.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. President Trump has backtracked in his fight with Republicans over the release of the Jeffrey Epstein files. He now says there's nothing to hide and that House GOP lawmakers should now vote to release that information. The president's reversal comes as some 100 Republicans or more are set to back the bill. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, He doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck on the Beltway. The outer loop right before Security Boulevard appears to be minor, but it's in the left-hand lane. And, of course, in this construction area, there's no shoulder available. So now we're getting three lanes by to the right. Tail end of the backup already is back towards 795. Baltimore County is behind it. But they're only giving you the pre-warning right now. The two vehicles are still sitting in the left-hand lane. So far, there's no impact on the inner loop. But the outer loop already, you're going to be jammed up coming south from 795. Once you get down to the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, stay to the center and the right. Still some slowing from the earlier accident on the VW Parkway near Powder Mill Road. We actually had delays on both sides of the roadway. City police have a wreck now at Orleans Street at Washington Street over on the east side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a blustery and chilly day ahead of us. Plenty of sunshine with highs near 50, but feel like temperatures in the low 40s. Mostly clear and cold tonight as lows fall into the low 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 41 degrees in Parkville and 41 in Hunt Valley at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A suspect has been arrested in connection with the January 2022 Stricker Street fire that claimed the lives of three Baltimore City firefighters. 57-year-old James Barnett is charged with second-degree arson, second-degree murder, involuntary manslaughter, and reckless endangerment. Fire Lieutenants Kelsey Sadler and Paul Buttram and firefighter EMT Kenny Lucayo were killed when the vacant row home collapsed on them. Firefighter John McMaster survived but suffered permanent injuries. And a 13-year-old boy is hospitalized after a shooting in West Baltimore. The teen was shot shortly after 6:30 p.m. in the 2200 block of McCullough Street, and he was taken to a hospital with gunshot wounds to his arm and leg. The teen is listed in stable condition. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 315. The pick four, 5790. 705 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, what do you do with rookie quarterbacks? You blitz them all night long.
Sanders, pressure's coming. Spins away, but can't get away a second time. Shador is buried on third down. Keon Martin with the sack.
Not the debut that Shador was looking for certain. Andrew Catalan with the call on CBS. The first sack of Keon Martin's NFL career came late in the third, one of three for Baltimore yesterday, as the defense held strong against a pair of rookie quarterbacks and the Ravens exit Cleveland with a miscue-filled yet gutty 23-16 win. After the game, head coach John Harbaugh in a heartfelt moment.
I think what I was so emotional about last week was their courage and their ability to not be dismayed in times of adversity or when things look tough and dark. And that is what won this game. again.
The Ravens fumbled a punt, deflected a pass into a pick six, gifted Cleveland 3 points on a fourth down offsides penalty, and basically did almost everything possible to lose. But they never wavered. They kept playing and emerged with a huge win on the road against a divisional opponent. And the Ravens keep pace with the Steelers, who use some defense of their own against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Third and nine. Sample the block. It's intercepted. It's picked off by Tucker. He's got room to roam. There's a block.
Kevin Harlan had the call on CBS. It was Kyle Duggar with a 73-yard pick six for the score. 34-12 Pittsburgh over the Bengals, but the Steelers may be without quarterback Aaron Rodgers for a while, a potential break of his left non-throwing wrist. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Commanders beaten by the Dolphins in, thankfully, the last Europe game of the season, 16-13 in overtime. And last night, the Eagles' defense ruled 16-9 over the Lions. Detroit 0-for-5 on fourth down attempts. Coming up in 30 minutes, effort, attitude, and toughness wins the day. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
410-922-6680. That is the local contact number, 1-800-WCVM-680. You can email us at am680@WCVM.com. Text into the show using the free WCVM mobile app. And our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, a Maryland senator says he wants to ban 287G program in Maryland. That's the cooperation with ICE. Tucker Carlson released a video on Friday. It was about half an hour. It's called Who is Thomas Crooks? I learned more from that video than I have from my government, and that should bother you. It really bothered me. And we'll take a look at the governor's disenfranchisement committee. That met on Friday. Because I can't call it a redistricting committee because, I mean, that's what they'll do, but the goal is to disenfranchise Republicans in this state. The second meeting on Zoom was held. What I find interesting, apparently about 100 individuals had signed up to speak, and shortly after her opening remarks, Angela Alsobrooks, the senator, left. I guess she couldn't. I don't know why. We weren't given a reason as to why she left the meeting. Maybe she had a family emergency. I don't know why she left, so I don't want to speculate. But it seems to me, if you're holding this very important meeting about the potential to disenfranchise Republicans in the state, you would think you'd want to be there for the whole thing. Or maybe you could postpone it. If you knew you had to go somewhere, why wouldn't you just, you know, say, let's postpone it, let's do it another day? That would have been very easy to do, since it was done virtually anyway. You weren't asking people to come to Annapolis. But again, Senator Bill Ferguson, who is now the most hated Democrat in America, according to an article in The Bulwark, even more so than Chuck U. Schumer. Why? It's because he basically told... He told the Governor Tax Moore not to redistrict. He sent a letter out to his fellow Democrats saying, not a good idea. We could get sued and lose, or we could lose seats. But Senate President Ferguson is finding out that politics is indeed a fickle business, because now the very progressives who 6 years ago celebrated Bill Ferguson as the darling about to reshape Maryland politics have now come to despise him. We told you about the Virginia Democrat that told him to grow a pair, and so on and so forth. So that's what is passing for an electoral debate in the Democrat Party these days. The Cumberland mayor, Ray Morris, also questioned the commission's validity, saying he was, quote, trying to figure out what the problem is that the commission was trying to fix. He's the lone Republican on the so-called bipartisan committee to disenfranchise Republicans. And as I said, Ferguson called it a distraction. Congressman Andy Harris said the only problem Governor Moore sees is that Maryland voters elected a Republican from the 1st District, which is democracy. In a statement to the Baltimore Sun, Harris said what Governor Moore really means with this disgraceful IDGAF attitude is he doesn't care about the millions of Marylanders who oppose his blatantly political redistricting stunt and simply want fair representation in Congress. Yeah, now that's where it stands. And so the Maryland State Constitution, this was an interesting individual who said that rebuking the Democrats' action, their attempt as reactionary, saying, what would Texas do? The state constitution did not ask us, what does California do? What does Texas do? It's really, what is in the best interest of the state of Maryland and the voters and constituents in the state of Maryland? We're finding out that our governor just doesn't give a fudge. 713 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, things have changed on the Beltway. This was what appeared to be a minor wreck at first on the outer loop right before Security Boulevard. I-70 now. We have the hook and ladder there. We have another fire department unit. The medic unit just pulled away. And now we're down to two lanes until things change again on the outer loop right here south of Windsor Mill Road and before I-70 and Security Boulevard. So very quickly, of course, everything went all the way back to 795. So now once you get south of Liberty Road, you come down to the bridge at Windsor Mill, you'll still have to stay to the right side of the roadway. I'm not sure if they have to tow these vehicles away, but right now it looks like that's probably going to be the situation. I think also just heard Baltimore County going out to a wreck at Charles Street and the Beltway. I'll double check on that. It looks like the wreck on the BW Parkway may have cleared. The pace is a little better now, but it's still backed up. But we had the report that the vehicles had been off the roadway on the parkway at Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for the first part of your school week and work week. Blustery, chilly day today. Winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour. So with a high of 50, you're going to feel like we're in the low 40s or so. Tomorrow, mid-40s with a high rain tomorrow afternoon and into the evening. And right now we're looking at it is a cloudy day and 41 in Arnold, 39 in Parkville. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, of course, the president today is looking at the Epstein files. He's on board Air Force One, and he's landing in Saudi Arabia, where he's going to hold a meeting tomorrow with the Saudis, and I'm sure that's all about the Abraham Accords. But he said on Friday night aboard Air Force One to the fake news media, this is a Truth Social post, House Republicans should vote to release the Epstein files because we have nothing to hide. And it's time to move on from the Democrat hoax perpetuated by the radical left lunatics in order to deflect from the great success of the Republican Party.
They're using Jeffrey Epstein as a deflection from the tremendous success that we're having as a party.
He said the Justice Department now has been ordered to look into tens of thousands of pages on the public on Epstein are looking for, including the role of what various Democrat operatives, Bill Clinton, Reid Hoffman, Larry Summers, etc., that may have to do. We also found out that the Democrats were actually texting Jeffrey Epstein while they were holding a hearing on the Epstein files. Virgin Islands representative, what's her name, Stacey Plaskett, was caught texting back and forth with Epstein while they were holding a hearing. It never ceases to amaze me. And then we find out that radical Jamie Raskin was scheming with prison staffers that at Ghislaine Maxwell's prison to get information from her, which may or may not have violated attorney-client privilege. So they will stoop to all-time new lows to try to get dirt on President Trump, and there is none. That's the issue here. Nothing whatsoever. As to the BBC lawsuit, President Trump addressed that as well over the weekend.
BBC has apologized and retracted the report, but they say they won't pay any compensation.
We'll sue them for anywhere between $1 billion and $5 billion, probably sometime next week. So you're ready.
Yeah, between $1 billion and $5 billion lawsuit is going to be filed this week, according to the president. And apparently, Venezuela wants to meet with President Trump.
We may be having some discussions with Maduro, and we'll see how that turns out. They would like to talk.
Also on the tariffs, the president will cut tariffs on goods like coffee, bananas, beef, spices in a bid to slash consumer prices right now, which are hurting the affordability index. And the tariffs, he said, are still coming in and working like gangbusters. In fact, I saw, I think it was Kevin Hassett or Scott Bessent, I can't remember which, over the weekend saying at the end of the year they're looking to put $600 billion from tariffs towards the national deficit.
But they spend hundreds of billions of dollars on a fake deal called the Inflation Reduction Act. That was made up money. When I pay people $2,000 each for low and moderate income and middle income people, everybody but the rich get this. That's not made up. That's real money. That comes from other countries.
Yeah. And again, these are the $2,000 dividend checks are what he's talking about. And there's some, you know, people that don't think we're ever going to see it. But he keeps talking about it. And some believe it'll be sometime next year before the midterms.
They could put it in a health account. We can do it a lot of different ways. But they'd buy their own health insurance. They can negotiate price. And it's going to be locked, so they can't go out and buy a Cadillac.
Yeah, that's talking about the money that not to give it to the insurance companies and these extension of the Obamacare subsidies, including people making up to $600,000 were getting tax money to pay for their health care. So he says it's better off in the hands of the people, whether it's in your FSA or an HSA, whatever it is, it would be locked. You could only spend it on health care. You couldn't spend it on anything else. And it's going to give it rather to the people rather than the insurance companies, because Obamacare was written by the insurance companies for the insurance companies. Eventually, as I've said in the past, was going to have us beg for socialized medicine for all said and done. Headwinds for the president persuading the Saudi crown prince to agree to normalize ties with Israel. That's going to be a heavy lift, probably the heaviest of all the Abraham Accords. We'll see how that goes this week. The Department of Homeland Security launching a nationwide operation to locate hundreds of thousands of illegal alien children that the Biden-Harris regime lost or handed to criminals and traffickers. So ICE is now, along with rounding up the criminal illegal aliens, are also at the same time looking for the children that have gone missing. Some 450,000 unaccompanied minors that were abandoned under the Biden-Harris regime. That is one of the greatest sins, I think, of the history. Besides slavery in this country, I would put this up right there, number two, behind slavery, I think. I really would. An immigration enforcement surge has begun in Charlotte, North Carolina, as officials now have confirmed that the president is now looking at other cities that might need help in these blue cities getting a hold of tackling crime. 302 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A. 7:21, and Michael Friedman, want to remind you that his law firm and Stephen and Rachel Albert Friedman, Marsha, all the others in the firm, the associate attorneys, paralegals, legal secretaries, and even the ex-insurance company employee that now works for Michael on insurance matters, because that's what they do battle with each and every day on the car insurance companies, is that your recovery is priority number one when it comes to serious accident resulting in serious injury. And over these past 40 years, Michael has done just that. For many Marylanders and people that live in the Mid-Atlantic, he's helped members of my family with personal injury, and of course WCBM family as well. So he'll do the same thing for you, and you get the best treatment, and they do a wonderful job. They're very friendly to talk to, very approachable. It's a wonderful office, and hopefully you never need them, but they're there in case you do. And please remember that. And check out their website, maflaw.com. It's informative. It's helpful. You got the 15 things to remember if you are involved in an automobile accident. You can download that. Keep that in your car. There's the personal injury app. Assistant app, which is going to, you know, you download that to your phone. You can take pictures and videos, and it automatically gets sent to the servers at the firm. Lots of very customer and client friendly information, including the chats that we have every Tuesday here on WCBM. Remember that website, maflaw.com.
Hey, Baltimore, how does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Harford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right. Growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waske. Go to HarfordLifeGroup.com.
Hey guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third generation, family-owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no-sense roofing and construction work. No subcontractors, just solid, dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Monday morning rush hour with Lugnuts Johnson.
Well, they're putting out cones now on the Beltway, so you know they're going to be here for a while. Outer loop right before Security Boulevard. The fire department now has left, but now the state highway truck is there, and they're putting out cones behind the Arrow Board truck, which is now protecting the scene. So the left-hand lane is blocked. We're getting three lanes by to the right, but we're backed up all the way back to 795. 795, you'll have a problem as well getting on to the outer loop. So here's what you do is you're coming south. You get down south of Liberty Road, get to the bridge at Windsor Mill, just be in the center or the right-hand lanes going past. After that, much better, going down towards Route 40 and eventually down to Frederick Road. But it's going to be a very long delay through there. We had problems earlier on the VW Parkway, and that's still a bit slow from a wreck at Powder Mill Road. Thought I heard a wreck about 15 minutes ago. Have not seen anything more on it. Charles Street near the Beltway. City Police had a wreck. Orleans Street at Washington. And now there are problems towards the Capitol Beltway. Southbound 95 right at the Capitol Beltway with a delay there going back to the ramp area. It looks like at Powder Mill Road. And then also on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, the wreck is south of the American Legion Bridge. And that's backing up now towards I-270. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a blustery and chilly day today due to the winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Highs will be near 50, but it'll feel like 40s when all is said and done. And tomorrow, mid-40s, the expected highs. The next couple of days is going to be a little bit on the chilly side. Rain maybe tomorrow afternoon or evening. Right now, windy 44 in Stevensville, and it is 40 in Pasadena. Let's take a call here from Mike in Bel Air. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Fine, sir.
Yeah. I've given some thought to what Mr. Moore is trying to do here. And
okay.
If he eliminates the last Republican senator in or district in the state of Maryland, would that not be taxation without representation at that time? Because he's the one that is eliminating it. And that would be completely unconstitutional at that time.
Yeah, well, you would have representation, but it would all be Democrat representation. The argument from D.C. is that there is no voting member. They have an honorary member of that represents D.C. and Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, et cetera, but their vote doesn't count. So that's the argument there on taxation without representation. You do have representation. It's just leans heavily in one direction.
Well, I mean, I think the only thing to do is have a little resistance here. And, you know, if 40% of the public is not getting their voice said by somebody that they would have normally voted for, because I live up in Harford County.
Yeah.
I think maybe we ought to hold our taxes, just a state tax.
Yeah, well, that could certainly be done. I mean, you look what's happened in New England, where you have all the New England states, they have about 40% Republican constituents, and they don't have a single seat held for a Republican. At least we have one right now in Maryland. They want to get rid of that. So that's the playbook. And out in California, they look, and Trump is only fighting fire with fire. They claim Trump started this in Texas, but Democrats have been waging this redistricting war for decades. For decades, they have drawn these districts that resemble silly things like salamanders and they look like a Rorschach ink blot test or whatever.
can ask you a question. From what I understand, it's going to happen in Texas. One of those districts is going to wind up being a Democratic district.
It could. I think it's in the Houston area. It could very well be a Democrat in there. In California, though, there are 9 Republican seats right now. They want to remove 5, taking them down to 4. So you can see this is a big look. And the other thing is, the Supreme Court now is also looking at some rules on this that could affect all of this. This all could be tossed out because they're going to be looking at districts that are drawn strictly on race and or on party lines and not population. So all of it could be a moot point when it's said and done. Mike, thanks so much. It's an interesting question, interesting perspective. 727 and more problems in Federal Hill. Another shooting, third one in the last past year. And business owners are beside themselves, like Joey Vannoni, who operates a pizza place in Federal Hill.
They're coming in. They're causing trouble. They're making it hard for businesses and residents. And then they're leaving with no repercussions.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much, according to Governor Tax Moore, crime is way, way down, unless, of course, you're the victim of it in Baltimore City. And Vannoni says he's seen worse in Afghanistan.
There have probably been more murders in Federal Hill this year than where I was stationed in Afghanistan in the 13 months I was there.
Yeah, more in Baltimore, I should say, rather than in Afghanistan, and that's unusual. And other business owners saying, hey, they may have to pull up stakes and get out of Dodge.
These things are happening on a nightly basis, and nothing's being done. It's getting worse.
Back at Pizza De Joey's.
How can we be in the hospitality industry, welcome families to come in and dine with us when there's people getting killed right outside of our business?
Yeah, it's not really good for business, and Vannoni says it may be time to, get out of Baltimore City.
On top of taxing me to death, they allow crime to proliferate, and they're making it seemingly impossible. Thank you, Baltimore City. You've given me every reason to not want to live or do business here anymore.
Well, these are people who, in residential areas, business owners, people who live there, they're being gunned down the streets of Baltimore. And you get more in Mayor BS, crowing about the crime stats. Sorry, perception is a lot different than, in this particular case, than what they believe the reality is. And I want to tell you about our good friends at Rescue Natural Supplements. Again, they have a Black Friday sale going on right now that is the best sale of the year, frankly. If you're looking to save money on nutraceuticals, doesn't matter what natural supplement you want or like, head over to res-q.com, check out the supplement of your choice, read the reviews, and of course are already marked down to Black Friday sale prices. And or if you have questions, you can always call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. It's the best sale of the year, Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale for the entire month of November. Check it out today at res-q.com. 7:30, and let's get some news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Police are investigating a Sunday shooting in the city's Central District. Officers were called to the 1200 block of East Eager Street at around 7 p.m. where they found a man with a gunshot wound to the arm. The victim was taken to a hospital in stable condition. Investigators have not released any information on a suspect or a motive. Sunday's windy weather fueled several brush fires in Baltimore and Harford counties. It took Baltimore County firefighters hours to contain the 22-acre fire that broke out in the area of West Padonia Road in Timonium. There were no injuries and no structures were damaged, but several trees and power lines were impacted. In Harford County, fires were reported in wooded areas near Route 136 in Churchville and the 2200 block of Schuster Road in Jarrettsville. Anne Arundel County Police say beginning today, automated speed enforcement cameras will become active in several school zones. Police say the cameras will operate from 6 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday through Friday to help reduce speeds and promote safer driving habits around schools. The cameras are located near Tracy's Elementary School on Deal Road and Davidson Elementary on West Central Avenue. There are also cameras at Central Middle School in Edgewater and Southern Middle School at High School on Solomon's Island Road. Citations will be issued after a 15-day warning period. Police have arrested a suspect in connection with a double murder in Pasadena. 61-year-old Anthony Reyes of Nottingham was taken into custody following a police pursuit that started with a traffic stop in Hanover, and it ended on southbound 97 near Quarterfield Road. Police say married couple William and Jenna Hayes were shot to death in their home on Twickenham Road Sunday afternoon. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Are you making these two deadly mistakes with your emergency food supply? The first mistake is not having an emergency food supply to begin with. The second mistake is buying an emergency food supply, but not having a way to cook the meals in an emergency. That's why My Patriot Supply created the Black Friday Survival Special. It comes with a 4-week food supply, plus $150 worth of free gifts, including everything you need to prepare your emergency meals, like a cook stove, fuel, fire starters, plus a water purifier, bug out bag, and more. It's the complete survival kit your family needs to ride out natural disasters, civil unrest, or worse. Plus, it makes a great Christmas gift, but it's only available through Black Friday. So head over to MyPatriotSupply.com to check out everything that's included. With all the uncertainty in the world, disaster preparedness is more important than ever. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get prepared today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Left-hand lane still blocked. Outer loop of the Beltway before I-70 and Security Boulevard. Two vehicles involved. The state highway truck is there with the arrow board up, so you get plenty of pre-warning, but we're backed up all the way back towards 795. Big delay right now. It finally does get better after I-70, but you're backed up right now. Could be 20 to 25 minutes coming down through there on the west side. The inner loop of Green Spring, a little more traffic. The Parkville side has filled in. We will have normal delays, heavy traffic south going into both the Harbor Tunnels. Last check on the JFX, some heavier traffic coming south from Ruxton Road down through the city-county line towards the Capitol Beltway. A wreck on 95 south at the Capitol Beltway, and then the wreck in Northern Virginia on the outer loop south of the American Legion Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a blustery and chilly day ahead of us. Plenty of sunshine with highs near 50, but feel like temperatures in the low 40s. Mostly clear and cold tonight as lows fall into the low 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. How sweet for Mark Andrews yesterday to become the all-time leader in Ravens history in catches and yards, and then win the game in the final few minutes on a play that Ravens fans will never forget.
And it's Andrews under center on fourth and one. Andrews spinning away.
Andrew Catalan had the call on CBS. Mark Andrews' score on fourth and one from the Cleveland 35 was the clincher as the Ravens prevail yesterday in a sloppy but eventually victorious game. 23-16 was the final over the Browns. It was just a few months ago, you'll remember, the Baltimore was calling for Andrews to leave after the Buffalo debacle, an irony that was not lost on head coach John Harbaugh.
I think that's such a good point. I mean, you know, that's what life is, you know, and football. And maybe it's one of the reasons why people are so attracted to the sport and to the NFL because you see that adversity play out in front of everybody's eyes, you know.
Maryland Athletic Director Jim Smith telling Ed Lee of the Baltimore Sun yesterday that the school will keep head coach Mike Locksley for 2026, and not only that, but give him more money with which to work. As the six-game slide the Terps are currently in has showed the athletic department just how outmatched the Terps have been in the Big Ten. Locksley has been head coach at Maryland for 7 years and has never had a winning record in Big Ten play. Meanwhile, the Terps' demise this season may have overshadowed the Naval Academy's success. All alone in first place in the American Conference after pulling off a shocker Saturday against the University of South Florida.
Woodson with a pass. Big yardage for the midshipman. Braxton Woodson all the way.
That was a call on ESPN2. Braxton Woodson filling in for Blake Horvath with a 64-yard jaunt down the right sideline late in the fourth, icing a 41-38 upset of the Bulls. Navy now 8-2 on the year. They are 6-3 in conference play. And finally, quite a scene yesterday at UMBC, where the Retrievers took on Wagner in men's basketball, trailing 70-68 with 1 second left to play.
Armstrong.
He's done it again! Two in a row!
Yours truly with the call on ESPN Plus. DJ Armstrong, son of 14-year NBA veteran Daryl Armstrong, with a buzzer-beating three-pointer game winner for the second straight game, lifting UMBC to a 71-70 heart-stopping win over Wagner. The time now is 7:37. When we return, can the Ravens actually do it?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
First week, weekend of, well, first, here we have the first NFL game in Madrid.
Yes.
And we have the first time a sportscaster actually included a clip of his own play-by-play.
How do you know that's the first time?
It's got to be the first time.
How do you
Who
know
Who else
that?
Would do that oh except Gary Stein?
Well, why, it was a great moment. I wanted people
it
to
was,
know.
It was a great moment.
What I was just, happening?
I've never heard it in my career.
That a sportscaster does his own clip?
Yeah.
Well, that's the, here's why that happens. Because this sportscaster works a lot. Okay, WCBM isn't the only thing this sportscaster does. But no, that was a great moment. And I will tell you something about UMBC. There is something special about this team. And it's a team to watch. Look, I know it's not Maryland. I know it's not, you know, a Power 5 school. But local basketball is pretty good basketball. And this young man, the son of an NBA player, has it.
Okay.
And so that's
we'll take your word for it.
You will take my word for it. But you can go out and watch it and see
it
yourself. You absolutely did. The reason why I bring up the Ravens thing about can they actually do it, you know, only 14 teams in the NFL have ever made the playoffs after going 1-5.
Right.
And nobody's ever won the Super Bowl. Watching that game yesterday, I've got to tell you, it's hard for me to imagine that the Ravens can stay with teams like Buffalo and Denver and all that. But you never know. And there's a lot of football left to play.
Don't rule out the Patriots. Who
the
are
Patriots,
having,
too.
Having a great year. And the Colts.
And the Ravens play the Patriots in a what could be a really, really important game late in the season. So there's a lot more football to play.
All right, very good. Thanks, Gary. And thanks for that first as well. 7:39:21.
You're quite welcome.
21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So I saw something on Friday that I think that you should be aware of. If you haven't seen it, it's only about 30 minutes long. Tucker Carlson on his network on X, TCN, put out a video. And hey, look, there's some stuff that Tucker I think is great. There's some stuff he does, and but this one was great. And Tucker published an investigative report that reveals an extensive collection of social media accounts and digital records that his team claims belong to Thomas Matthew Crooks, the man who attempted to assassinate President Trump in Butler, PA. Now, we really don't know much about Crooks. We haven't been told much about Crooks by the FBI or anybody in government. In fact, President Trump has expressed frustration himself about what the heck's going on with this investigation. And so, and I got this from two sources, from Tucker and Brianna Morello, who I follow on X. She's a former Fox News producer who does a pretty good job as well on her Substack and stuff. So, again, and the FBI is immediately trying to denounce all of this. But here's what we know. And the questions, look, not everything could maybe accurate in this presentation. But there are a lot of questions. For instance, there basically there are videos of him on his Google Drive dry firing a handgun, a semi-automatic handgun, in his room. He has targets up in his room, and it's him. You know, you recognize him from the videos, from the pictures. And then all these accounts, whether they be on YouTube or these other gamer accounts or whatever, I don't have time to read all of them, but two things from surface. One, he was a rabid Trump supporter at one point. Rabid. And he says stuff like, this is on YouTube, this is going to be blatantly racist, but I hope Trump has these people murdered. I hope a quick, painful death to all the deplorable immigrants and anti-Trump congresswomen who don't deserve anything this country has given them. Science wins. You can't only say he was born, he was also belongs here as Ilhan Omar and others are invaders and should honestly be killed and their dead bodies be sent back. This is Thomas Crooks, or what we believe to be accounts from Thomas Crooks on YouTube, on Discord, and others. And so this goes on and on. There are literally hundreds of these posts showing that he is, at least he talks violently. But then all of a sudden, January of 22, things began to change. He goes from being pro-Trump to anti-Trump. And this was after he met this this sketchy individual named Wesley Tepes, who apparently has got ties to some kind of Nordic resistance movement, which is the State Department has denounced as a terrorist group. So was this the guy that recruited and perhaps turned Thomas Crooks against Trump, turned Thomas Crooks into an assassin? We don't know. But there are enough questions here that why hasn't the FBI updated the president and or the country or Congress, for that matter, against all this? Because here's a guy that goes pro and with a sense of violence, and there's all sorts of questions that need to be... for instance, this is what he, in his Google search, craziest chemical reactions, deadliest mass shooting in the world, people attacking pride parades, cars running over protesters, getting away with racism, best places for a mass shooting, Pulse nightclub, mass shooting El Paso, Trump Civil War, Trump church shooting video, why I'm missing a handgun, firing an AR-15. This is all over his social media. And the FBI around this time had hired a company to look at these tags, these keywords, and trigger, it would trigger an investigation, or at least some level of investigation. Why wasn't this? Why didn't this happen in the case of Thomas Crooks? There's so many interesting questions that need to be answered here, and we're not getting it from the FBI or the government. So, if you want to view it for yourself, it's called "Who Is Thomas Crooks?" It's at Tucker Carlson, his network on X, or you can read the Intel report at Brianna Morello, her Substack as well. All right, 7:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service of the Baltimore Blast and their opening game December 6th at Towson University. The wreck's still here, outer loop of the Beltway, right before Security Boulevard and I-70, now blocking two lanes again on the southbound side. So two lanes are getting by to the right. Of course, it's right in the construction area where there are no shoulders available and the vehicles are still sitting here. They have not made any attempt to tow them away. Baltimore County and now State Police are there. Now State Police have taken over the investigation and the state highway truck is there. Still backed up, long delays. Even 795 will get a delay coming south trying to join the outer loop. When you get down to the bridge at Windsor Mill, make sure you're in the center and the right-hand lane. There's a new report of a wreck. Haven't seen it yet, but I see the impact. BW Parkway southbound, this time at Route 175. So anybody south from Arundel Mills, and you're heading south from there towards 175. That's going to be a new problem. 20-minute delays and maybe a little bit longer now with the backup southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. The wait is over. Mark your calendars. The Baltimore Blast 2025-26 season begins December 6th against the Kansas City Comets. We'll be at Towson University. Single game and season ticket plans are also available right now at BaltimoreBlast.com. and at Ticketmaster.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a blustery and chilly day today. Winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour, highs of 50, but it's going to feel more like the 40s tomorrow, mid-40s, and then rain tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow evening. Right now, it is windy in 44 at Ocean City, and it is 40 in Pikesville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Our contestant today, Steve in New Windsor. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
We've got WCBM keychains and pens for you if you can correctly guess the fake news story. And, Steve, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
Last.
All right. Good luck to you. Here we go, Steve. Story number one. Anchorage School District in Anchorage, Alaska does not endorse stickers on some of our founding documents in schools. They include the U.S. Constitution and Declaration of Independence. The sticker reads, "The Anchorage School District does not endorse these materials or the viewpoints expressed in them." Mm-hmm. Story two, the latest university promoted degenerate behavior. Campus Reform reporting that University of Utah's Union Programming Council recently hosted a campus drag queen bingo fundraiser. No, Chuck Whitaker was not one of the queens.
Who's pulling the balls that day?
Story three.
Just asking.
Dave Ramsey, financial consultant and radio host, calling out President Trump as the most dangerous debt president. He said, according to sources, Ramsey was visibly angry with the president when he expressed his idea for a 50-year mortgage. Ramsey said, yeah, that'll work real well. All right, story one. Public school slaps does not endorse stickers on the Constitution and the Declaration. Story two, drag queen bingo at the University of Utah. Or story three, Dave Ramsey says Trump is a dangerous debt president. All right, we'll start with Maggie this morning.
Oh, why do you have to do... These are all so believable. I'm just gonna
just pick
out of the
one.
Air. I say number two.
All right, Maggie goes for story number two. Kristen?
I think I believe both of the education stories, unfortunately. I think I'm going to have to go with number three. I'm sure Dave Ramsey wasn't crazy about the 50-year mortgage idea, but I think he overall supports President Trump, so I'll say three.
And Chuck?
Yeah, I'll go with three. I don't think he would say that.
Mm-hmm. And Stephen in Windsor?
Well, I guess I'll go with three. Chuck's right. Always been pretty good.
You obviously haven't been listening recently.
You're supposed to be the moderator.
I'm pointing out a fact. When you said it's been pretty good of late, you haven't. Although last week you had a better week. I'm just pointing out. We could get the.
He was on fire last week.
We can get the statistician, the official on a unofficial morning Casey and Company Observer here.
He's on the take.
There's been no money exchanged. I can vouch for that right now. I will take an oath.
So now we know it's really a story. You're vouching for it.
Let's find out. Story one. It doesn't surprise that a public school will put stickers on we
a
don't
disclaimer.
Endorse. Yeah, exactly. And story number two, drag queen bingo at University of Utah. Chuck, what did you wear that day? That is also a true story. Story three is our fake news story of the day today. So Steve and Kristen and Chuck, unfortunately, Maggie did not.
Yeah, I'm not well read. Enough for the Dave Ramsey. I'm not real familiar. I don't follow that. So
do you know who Dave Ramsey is?
I know of. I know he's a host of a show. Yes, but I did. I'm not familiar with it, so I didn't. Dang.
Wait a minute. Nobody else has to go through that. That was kind of harsh for Maggie.
Yeah,
wow.
Did.
No one else gets
why
the Inquisition after they lose.
Because she offered it up. She volunteered. She
wasn't that. You went to me first last time. You always go to me first.
She offered it
up. You know better.
No kidding.
You'll be last. Well, it depends on the caller, but you'll be next to last tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right.
Excuse you?
A delegated home wrecker every day.
That is me.
Oh, I mean a homemaker. Sorry.
Yeah,
thank you, Chuck, for that.
That's what you meant to say.
That's
thank
an
you.
Important clarification. All right, 7:50, 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. More questions about the FBI and Tucker Carlson raising on the Thomas Crooks affair in just a second. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866 597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Everywhere you go, we're always with you. I'll be there for you. Stay connected with the news and talk you love. Download the WCBM app. Just go to WCBM.com.
Yeah, Eddie saw the Tucker video, and he raised some questions, I think, that I was just about to discuss. But he says, another interesting tidbit I saw pertaining to the Trump shooting was the FBI was on the roof of the building that Thomas Crooks was on and cleaning the roof of all evidence, blood and tissue, shortly after the shooting. Why rush to clear the evidence? As Tucker pointed out, the FBI rarely clears a crime site. They usually contract that work out to a specialty company. That was a great point. Point number two, why was Crook's body cremated so quickly, just 10 days after the attempted assassination of the President of the United States? Why wouldn't you take a really good, thorough look at the Crook's body? Why not preserve it? Why have we not heard anything about the parents? Remember they lawyered up real fast right after the attempted assassination? All great questions raised by you should check it out. It's called Who is Thomas Crooks? It's on X with Tucker Carlson. 7:53 traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
There's an active fire call now. Very close to the Carroll County and the Baltimore County line, 4900 block of Trenton Mill Road. And more equipment now is responding both from Carroll County and from Baltimore County. It's going to be off the roadway, but the local traffic, definitely pay attention. Number of flashing lights arriving in that area. The wreck is still blocking the left-hand lane. Outer loop right before Security Boulevard and I-70. State Highway truck is still there. Only two lanes are getting by to the right. Big delay all the way back even beyond the ramp at 795. And then 795 also gets an impact as well. The new wreck on the BW Parkway southbound with several lanes blocked, apparently, southbound at Route 175. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, blustery and chilly today. Sunny, highs near 50, but with the winds gusting to 30 miles an hour, it's going to feel like the 40s today. And then it's going to be really chilly tomorrow as well. Maybe some rain tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. It's cloudy, 41 in Pasadena, 40 in Parkville. Coming up at the top of the hour, you might remember we interviewed Sharon and Tom Caldwell back when they were rousted in a pre-dawn raid based on J6. Well, Tom Caldwell's got a brand new book out, and we're going to talk with him coming up at the top of the hour. And he has not only been pardoned, but exonerated completely. The FBI had no evidence, and they had to drop all charges as well. So, but what he and his wife went through is just a fascinating story. All right, Senate President Bill Ferguson, he's already in trouble with the Democrats over the redistricting issue in Maryland. He may be trying to kiss and make up because, outraged by stories of immigration officers raiding workplaces, yanking people from vehicles, and breaking up families, top Maryland lawmakers say they'll ban cooperation agreements between local law enforcement and ICE. Eight Maryland counties have agreements with ICE. And Maryland Senate President Bill Ferguson said lawmakers had a really difficult conversation about the agreements last session. Since then, he said he's been moved by the lawlessness and inhumane actions of ICE. He wasn't moved by the lawlessness and inhumane actions of the Biden-Harris regime when millions of people were led into this country to invade, to prey on people, to drive trucks illegally, causing crashes, killing people, or to the rape trees, or to the 450,000 missing children. Bill Ferguson could not give a fudge, borrowing a term from our esteemed governor. quote, "This is not something we can aid and abet here in the state of Maryland," said Ferguson. "What we imagine to be bad has been worse since leaving session. The way they are treating humans is unbelievable. Most of them are criminal illegal aliens, and they're being treated as criminal illegal aliens are to be treated. They are to be rounded up, removed, and deported out of the country. So get ready for it, folks. This coming session, there is going to be a bill banning all cooperation with 287G programs in Carroll and Frederick and Wicomico. Of course, they had a liability issue down there, but there are other jurisdictions. Harford County is a big one. Sheriff Gaylor, they're gonna in this state, they're gonna ban it. They're gonna ban all local law enforcement from working with ICE. Now they can work with them with the ATF, with the FBI. They can work with DHS and some of that, but they won't be able to work with ICE because Democrats are watching their voting bloc disappear. And that's the reason why. To the Stricker Street fire, real quick. They did name, finally, James Barnett was arrested and charged on Friday with second-degree arson, three counts each of second-degree murder, involuntary manslaughter, and reckless endangerment for allegedly starting the fatal fire at that vacant home on Stricker Street. Why it's taken, what, 3.5 years, I think, is... at least they got the guy, or they are innocent until proven guilty. But the families, as you might imagine, of the firefighters are really upset. And they issued a statement yesterday, quote, "Unfortunately, Baltimore City, through Mayor Brandon Scott and the City Council, have ignored their job and their responsibility to our loved ones, Kelsey Sadley, Paul Buttram, Kenny Lacayo, and John McMaster, and to the people of Baltimore City and the rest of our first responders to ensure this devastating and preventable tragedy never happens again." Look, I think it should warrant the death penalty, but that's me. We don't have the death penalty in the state of Maryland, but that was a devastating fire that claimed the lives of three firefighters. And now, finally, justice is starting to prevail. Think about Audiology Associates, and again, if you are struggling with hearing, or maybe, look, the first thing I would say as we age, maybe you want to get a benchmark test. That's a great idea. I did it. Recently, my wife had some bout of tinnitus, and she went to the Timonium Office of Audiology Associates. They helped her immensely. Very gentle, empathetic approach with hearing loss. And the fact is, as we do age and we start to lose our hearing, it can lead to other issues as well. It can lead to isolation. It can lead to dementia. It can lead to other physical things. And so you want to make sure that you're getting your hearing tested and treatment in the proper manner. And you'll get 100% satisfaction guarantee at Audiology Associates, the most trusted name in Maryland for over 40 years. Offices throughout the metro area, call 410-944-3100. 410-944-3100 or at AAIAudiology.com. When silence is not golden, rather, call Audiology Associates today.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The FAA's flight restrictions at 40 major airports that were put in place during the government shutdown are no longer in effect. Here's correspondent George Williams.
The FAA said it recommended rescinding the order after what it called detailed reviews of safety trends and the steady decline of staffing trigger events at air traffic control facilities. Cancellations hit their highest point a week ago last Sunday when airlines cut more than 2,900 flights. Air traffic controllers were among the federal employees who had to continue working without pay during the shutdown. They missed two paychecks during the impasse.
President Trump says the U.S. may be having some discussions with Venezuelan President Maduro. It's a potential diplomatic avenue as the U.S. further builds up its military presence near the South American country with the arrival of its most advanced aircraft carrier. The president has changed his mind about files related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Following pressure from Republicans in Congress, he now supports publicly releasing those files.
The House Oversight Committee is investigating the U.S. federal government's handling of the Epstein case. Mr. Trump said it should have whatever it's legally entitled to. It's a reversal of position as slowly but surely the political tide turns in favor of full disclosure of the files.
The BBC's Tom Simons. There's a new warning sign for the U.S. economy. More people falling behind on paying their utility bills. Past due balances for heating and lights jumped more than 9.5%, according to a new analysis of consumer data. A powerful atmospheric river doused parts of California with heavy rain over the weekend. Authorities say the storm caused at least 6 deaths. Mudslides now a concern. More at townhall.com.
Everyone is watching major movements ripple through the markets these days, sparked by new policy shifts out of Washington, elections around the country, and activity from the Federal Reserve. Americans have faced uncertainty before, and every time, we've found our footing again. The real secret to long-term financial peace is simple. Keep your eyes on the horizon and understand the fundamentals that drive real stability. That's exactly why Advantage Gold is inviting you to call 800-741-GOLD right now. We'll send you a free Gold IRA rollover kit, along with a complimentary copy of economist Ken Rogoff's insightful book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Inside, you'll learn how to defend your retirement savings against inflation, market swings, and reckless fiscal policies with tangible assets like precious metals that have preserved wealth for centuries. It's no wonder Advantage Gold has been America's number one gold company for the past decade. Take a smart step toward protecting what you've earned. Call 800-741-GOLD. That's 800-741-4653. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company. It's 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Accident still there. Been there a long time this morning. Outer loop right before Security Boulevard, and the two vehicles there are still in the left-hand lane. The state highway truck and the state police are in the left center lanes. Only two lanes are getting by. Big backup all the way back to 795 and maybe stretching back towards 140. And in the meantime, 795 south, you're having a problem there joining the outer loop because of that delay. So two lanes to the right after you clear the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. The accident on the BW Parkway southbound made it to the shoulder. Still have a backup, though. The wreck was at 175 southbound. Could be a delay anywhere south of Route 100 and moving south from the ramps at Arundel Mills and down through there. 20-minute delays with just about the normal backup and all the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a blustery and chilly day ahead of us. Plenty of sunshine with highs near 50, but feel like temperatures in the low 40s. Mostly clear and cold tonight as lows fall into the low 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
40 degrees in Edgemere and 40 at Joppa Town at 804. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The state's Department of Human Services says Maryland will issue 100% of SNAP benefits to recipients based on the regular schedule starting on Tuesday. Marylanders who regularly receive SNAP benefits before November 18th will continue to receive at least half their benefits on the day they normally receive SNAP. Marylanders who normally receive SNAP benefits on and after November 18th will receive their full benefits as regularly scheduled. Federal investigators are scheduled to meet on Tuesday for a hearing on the probable cause of the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. The NTSB has said that the cargo ship Dolly lost power and slammed into the bridge in March 2024, killing 6 construction workers. During tomorrow's meeting, the board is expected to vote on its findings and safety recommendations. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 315, the pick 4, 5790. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, reaction pouring in from the Ravens to the fake tush-push play dubbed Hurricane. Executed perfectly by the Ravens offense yesterday, the 35-yard touchdown on 4th-and-1, giving the Ravens a 23-16 win over Cleveland. First head coach John Harbaugh at the podium.
Man, it was so beautifully executed. When you see it, and a good idea has many fathers, right? But when you see it executed well, I mean, that's what makes it a good idea. And that's what I'm probably most proud of.
And then Lamar, who was in the backfield on the play, on what he was thinking as it was going down.
Go. That's all I'm saying. My mind, go, 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 go. Like, he turned on the judge, too. I guess he looked at that 49, like, no way. Shout out to Lamar, man.
The 49 Lamar was referring to was the linebacker Carson Schwesinger of the Browns, who was in pursuit of Andrews, who praised the team's preparation of the play during practice.
We've repped it a few times, yeah. So we had it down pat and ready to go. And like I said, you know, the guys really up front, it was, you know, once I saw that the open edge and Pat kicking the guy out, it was just, you know, opening my stride and getting
it. And it was not only Ricard with the kick out, but Charlie Kohler sealed the inside, blocking two guys on the play. The win allows the Ravens to keep pace with the Steelers, 32-14 winners over the Bengals yesterday. Pittsburgh still leads the Ravens by one game in the AFC North. Baseball news, sources telling MLB.com that the Orioles are set to hire Miguel Cairo as Major League infield coach, as well as Joe Singley as Major League catching coach. The club has not confirmed the moves. Cairo was most recently the Nationals interim manager after they dismissed Dave Martinez in July. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's confirmed. The Wizards are the worst team in the NBA. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our next guest has a fascinating but horrifying story. Decorated Navy Lieutenant Commander Tom Caldwell, a disabled veteran in his 60s, was living peacefully on his Virginia family farm when FBI agents executed a pre-dawn SWAT raid. The charges? That he was the leader of the Oath Keepers who stormed the Capitol and hunted down members of Congress on J6. The only problem with that, every single claim was false. Tom was never a member of the Oath Keepers. He never entered the Capitol. He never planned any attack. The government has since admitted all of this, but only after Tom spent over 50 days in solitary confinement and endured years of prosecution and character assassination. Tom's new book is out right now, The Mouths of the Wicked, a true January 6th story of corruption, persecution, survival, and victory. He joins us now on our Newsmaker Hotline. Tom, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. It's been a long time, Sean. It's great to be back on the program with you.
It has been a long time, and you and Sharon, your wife, have gone through it's like a crucible. It is, I can't imagine. And now, due to President Trump's pardon and due to the government dropping all charges, you're able to tell your story. And you know, let's start with the raid, because I read a chapter of that, and it just, the way you described that had to be terrifying. Here you are, a disabled American veteran, and your wife has to roust you out of bed telling that the FBI is at the door. What were your thoughts at that time?
It was surreal. I didn't really believe what was going on, but you know, when they're screaming at you and you got the searchlights blasting through the windows of your house, you kind of figure, okay, this is not really a dream. And to exit my front door and just be faced with all these automatic weapons in my face and a and a huge battering ram up against the side of my house. It was terrible. And that whole takedown thing where they almost murdered my wife on our front steps was the epitome of horror. Men are supposed to be able to protect the people in their lives that they love the most. And I was chained up, face down on a government stink mobile, watching them inches away from taking her life. That started what I began calling an American horror story. And that's truly what it was, Sean.
Yeah, I can only imagine. But, you know, you said she was lit up with the red dots, the laser sights, and had to be terrifying. So at what point did you know that this had something to do with J6?
They chained me up and they separated, obviously, Sharon and I for the longest time. I didn't even know if she was still alive. They put me in a room and they interrogated me right on my farm that very morning as the sun was coming up for about 3.5 hours. I didn't know it at the time, but it was all videotaped. The transcript of that is amazing. In fact, I share some of that in the book. And these FBI agents, boy, they were just, they're a couple of knuckleheads, you know, dumb and dumber with badges and guns. And the things that they were saying, yes, they said, hey, you know, why did you do this? And why did you go in the Capitol? What your listeners will probably be interested in knowing is that my wife Sharon and I were together every moment of that January 6th day where we actually just went to hear President Trump give his final address. We hear our guys going out. We lost the election. Okay. We took over 200 photos and videos that day. And the FBI had them all.
Yeah.
Later, they would claim that I had destroyed them, but they had them and we reviewed them. And in no picture and no video was there any violence. And I kept saying, guys, what are you talking about? Look, show me what I did wrong. And then it morphed into, well, I guess you're not proud of yourself for voting for Trump, huh? It's because of Trump that you're doing this. We're going to put him in jail. He sucks. And I just couldn't believe it. The transcript, the government's own evidence documents this stuff, and I share that along with other things that have been actively suppressed and kept from the American people in this book.
It is called The Mouths of the Wicked. It is an American horror story, and thank God you and Sharon have survived it. We'll get to the testing of your faith. And you must have great satisfaction in beating the Biden DOJ at the Supreme Court as well. We're talking with Thomas Caldwell. We'll continue with Tom in just a second. Right now, the traffic and weather on the threes, an update on morning rush hour. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, the morning back up towards Annapolis is there. It's I-97 as you're coming down the hill from Benfield. Get to the split right at I-97 and Route 32. All of that is the usual stuff. And then once you get past the bridge at 178, the pace improves, and we're okay all the way down to the ramps at Route 50. Nothing on 50 in the area of the Bay Bridge over towards the Severn River Bridge and I-97. All the lanes are open there. So not a bad ride right now. We're going back over to the accident scene on the outer loop of the Beltway. Been there a long time this morning. Still there. One wrecker has just pulled up on the outer loop before Security Boulevard. Only the two right lanes are getting by. It's at least a 20-minute delay, if not longer, for the traffic coming south on the Beltway from the ramp and even before the ramp at 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, blustery and chilly today, sunny, highs near 50, going to feel like the 40s based on the winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour. And right now we're looking at, it's a cloudy, windy day, and we're at 40 in Reisterstown, 40 in Ellicott City. On our Newsmaker hotline is Tom Caldwell. The book is Mouths of the Wicked and the FBI and a pre-dawn SWAT raid based on assumptions, not actual evidence, based on assumptions. Terrified Tom and his wife Sharon on a cold winter day, and then of course you were later imprisoned, and you spent over 50 days in solitary confinement, Tom, having, I'm sure, to test your faith, not only in God but in country as well. Tell us about it.
It was tough. In terms of actual number of days, it's not nearly what other people had suffered. Some spent a year and longer in pretrial detention before they went to their kangaroo court trials. It was really, I sort of describe it as right out of the old early 1960s spy movies where they're trying to break someone. My entire world became a concrete cell about 6 by 9, no windows, a solid steel door, and I slept on an ice-cold concrete floor for all of that time. They controlled the horizontal and the vertical, just like they used to say in the old Outer Limits reruns, the sound torture, the flashing light torture. And then, of course, the ultimate, they turned out the lights. If you've ever been in a cave or something like that where they say, okay, on the tour now, we're going to turn the lights out, I'll tell you what, it is a mind breaker, and that's one of the reasons that they do it. It's outlawed as torture, as is the extensive stay in solitary confinement, but many countries in the world decry such things. The people that are not signatories to the Mandela Accords that says don't do that are Russia, Red China, North Korea, and the United States. And I was on the receiving end of that, and it was tough. A lot of things happened after that takedown and after I was put in prison and brought out of prison by a number of miracles. God did support me while I was in there, and he sent us the lawyer that actually got me out after I was denied bail wrongfully multiple times, a very good barrister named David W. Fisher out of Glen Burnie, Maryland, by the way. I think if you need a defense attorney for the federal level, you should call him, maybe drop my name. You might get 2-for-1 felony defense on Thursdays. But I don't have the coupons to pass out, but I'll tell you what, he was sent to us in a miracle. And, yeah. And through the book, while I document all the terrible stuff, there are so many miracles from God. It just, you could not put this into a screenplay and have people believe it. The goodness that was poured out on us while Sharon and I were being tortured in our own separate hells. She's just trying to save her man from prison. And she knew I was innocent, as did the DOJ.
No, you never entered the Capitol. You were branded a violent extremist, a terrorist, a potential assassin. You name it. So I mean, what was the charge? What did they actually charge you with?
Well, you talked about the original charges that I had led the armed attack into the Capitol, that I was hunting down congressmen and trying to overthrow the government. All phony, of course. And they eventually backed off on that because it was all phony, but they just invented more things. They ended up taking me to trial on 5 separate felonies, including seditious conspiracy, which is an old thing that they used during the Civil War. Abraham Lincoln used it to imprison people that didn't support him. And it just talks about overthrowing the government, which is totally ridiculous, particularly since I spent 19 years, 2 months, and 28 days on active duty trying to defend this nation of ours. But what's super important is that we fought in court and won. We won in court 3 not guilty verdicts outright. And then the Supreme Court weighed in, as you mentioned. But it's shocking to see what lawfare and weaponization of the so-called legal system looks like when someone lays it bare. And I'll tell you what, it's bare naked in this book.
It sure is. It is a completely unfiltered story. It's one of the best I've read so far regarding the J6 experience, especially for people like you. As I remember correctly, you had some health issues as well at the time.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a service-disabled veteran, which means my disabilities were incurred on honorable active service in the United States Navy. I've got enough metal in my body holding me together from surgical intervention as well as from shrapnel. If you melted it down, you'd probably get enough for the frame of a brand new Ford F-110. But I'm dependent on, you know, prescription meds, notions, potions, and lotions to keep me going. As soon as I went into that place, all of those things were denied. And they do a full body scan when you go in there, so they know exactly where to punch and where to kick and where to hit for maximum effectiveness as they're trying to get you to confess to something you didn't do.
Well, Tom, and to your wife, Sharon, we are so sorry that your country let you down for the moment. Just know that there are many people out here who support you, and this book, I would urge our listeners to buy it, The Mouths of the Wicked. It should be mandatory reading. When government weaponizes the justice system against its innocent citizens, that is outrageous, and they need to be held accountable. Final word, Tom, do you think, has anybody that prosecuted you and or were part of this process, have they been held accountable?
No, they haven't. In fact, all the FBI agents who perjured themselves on the stand against me and did the same thing in many other J6ers, they're all sitting at the right hand of Cash Patel. We hope for the best. We pray for Cash. Many of the DOJ lawyers who falsified evidence and knew I was innocent all along, they're still at the DOJ. Not all of them have moved on to cushy jobs, but we lay it all out there. Pardon me. I'm hopeful that by naming names and showing and bringing the receipts, this is not a woe is me, this is not a revenge book. This is simply to tell people what happened so that it doesn't happen again, and maybe shine the light of truth while talking about the goodness of God, because when truth and innocence is not enough, by golly, you better have the most supreme power in the universe on your side, and we did.
You bet.
If people want to read about this, it's available online right now. It was just released on the 6th at puffinpublishers.com. That's Puffin, like the seabird, P-U-F-F-I-N, publishers.com. It's there right now.
Very good. The Mouths of the Wicked, puffinpublishers.com. Tom, the best of luck on this book, and the best to you and your wife, Sharon. Thanks for joining us.
Sean, thank you so much for having me. God bless.
It is our pleasure. 822, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:23 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the accident finally cleared now, just in the last 3-4 minutes. Outer loop right before Security Boulevard, so now all the lanes are open. That's the good news. The bad news is we're still backed up to at least 795, and the bottom end of 795 will still have a delay, but at least right now, all the lanes are moving right before Security Boulevard. We're slow on the inner loop through Green Spring, past the JFX. It gets better. The Parkville side, a little bit slow on the outer loop there at Hartford Road, but everybody's still moving. The Fort McHenry Tunnel, the backup has left the area of Moravia Road, but I think we're still backed up to around the bridge at Eastern Avenue, and 895 southbound is still slowing from Pulaski Highway, so we're still in that range of 20 to 25-minute delays through there. The wreck on the shoulder, the damage was done. We were backed up earlier from an accident southbound on the VW Parkway at Route 175. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be blustery and chilly, sunny today, 50, but winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour. It's going to feel like the 40s. That's where we are right now. 44 in cloudy Indianapolis, 41 in Columbia. And from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time for America 250 celebration. And it's brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is right now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality. It was on this date in 1856, present-day Southern Arizona, the United States Army establishing Fort Buchanan in order to help control the new land acquired in the Gadsden Purchase. 1863, Abraham Lincoln began working on the first draft of his Gettysburg Address. And be listening. We're going to be sponsoring a special trip to Gettysburg in June here on WCBM. 1871, National Rifle Association first chartered in the state of New York. In 1931, Charles Lindbergh inaugurates the Pan Am service from Cuba to South America in the Sikorsky flying boat American Clipper. Big event in history. So on this day in 1973, President Richard Nixon replies to the Associated Press editors that people have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I am not a crook. And finally, 2022, Nancy Pelosi, the first female speaker, the House of Representatives, and one of the most influential in recent times, announces she is stepping down from the speakership. And that, of course, is a look at America's 250th birthday celebration.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, coming up right after the 8:30 news, do you know somebody that suffers from TDS? I think we all do. But now a psychotherapist says it's much worse than we actually thought. So we'll take a look at that. Also, remember I said last week that I think everyone should be made to reapply for food stamps? Maybe they were listening in Washington. I got good news for you, so we'll share that with you in just a second well. Glenn Burney Transmissions, Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over half a century. It's about time the two premier transmission service companies actually teamed up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured tranny for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burney or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous professional expert service from both companies. Free area towing and financing available. Call Glenn Burney at 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com or Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700, jjt-online.com as well. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, they are the best team in Baltimore. Make sure you tell them I told you to call. All right, it's coming up on 8:30, and the latest news headlines once again with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore County Police are investigating a weekend shooting in the Wilkins precinct. The shooting happened overnight Saturday in the area of Frederick Road and Bloomsbury Avenue. When police responded to the scene, they found a 45-year-old man suffering from an apparent gunshot wound, and he was taken to a hospital for treatment. Annapolis Police Department, they've arrested a suspect in connection with a shots fired incident last Monday. Detectives identified Juan Ricardo Mikel as the suspect who fired a gun in the 700 block of Newtown Drive, and they carried out a search that led to the recovery of multiple firearms and a large quantity of drugs. Police say they found three assault rifles, a submachine gun, four handguns, marijuana, PCP, and heroin during the search. Mikel is being held at Anne Arundel County Central Booking on numerous felony and misdemeanor charges. The state's Department of Human Services says Maryland will issue 100% of SNAP benefits to recipients based on the regular schedule starting on Tuesday. Marylanders who regularly receive SNAP benefits before November 18th will continue to receive at least half their benefits on the day they normally receive SNAP. Marylanders who normally receive SNAP benefits on and after November 18th will receive their full benefits as regularly scheduled. Federal investigators are scheduled to meet on Tuesday for a hearing on the probable cause of the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. The NTSB has said that the cargo ship Dolly lost power and slammed into the bridge in March 2024, killing six construction workers. During tomorrow's meeting, the board is expected to vote on its findings and safety recommendations. And Anne Arundel County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with a double murder in Pasadena. 61-year-old Anthony Reyes of Nottingham was taken into custody following a police pursuit that started with a stop in Hanover and ended on southbound 97. 8:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
8:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Baltimore County was still out with the wreck Charles Street between Kenilworth Avenue and the ramp at 695. So local traffic there, just a heads up for that. The Beltway on the interloop towards Green Springs still has a slowdown there. That's pretty typical for this time of the morning. The outer loop on the Parkville side is still slow. Eventually, that comes around towards Providence Road, and it looks like it will improve heading over towards the ramps at Delaney Valley Road. Some of the traffic still south and east, fighting the bright sunshine problems. And, of course, the west side outer loop is still all jammed up. That wreck that was there the better part of an hour or more was on the outer loop right before the bridge at Security Boulevard and I-70. It's been gone for the last 10 minutes or so. There's still a big backup there, and all of that eventually has to work its way down the hill and through the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a blustery and chilly day ahead of us. Plenty of sunshine with highs near 50, but feel like temperatures in the low 40s. Mostly clear and cold tonight as lows fall into the low 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, the fake tush-push play will grab the headlines this morning, but in reality, it was the Ravens' defense, according to Mark Andrews, that kept Baltimore in the game, bailing out the offense and special teams numerous times.
Just relying on them, I think, you know, for the last few games, it's been, you know, the defense has been really stepping up, all phases, you know, special teams, defense, you know, tonight.
Safety Kyle Hamilton says the defense stayed locked in those key situations.
We got thrown into some sticky situations, and we held them the field goal on the muff punt, and you know that's what we're called out there to do.
The Ravens defense came up with three sacks, numerous pressures, a pick, and held the Browns to just 2 for 15 on possession downs. Aaron Rodgers' broken wrist making news this morning. The Steelers quarterback forced from yesterday's game against the Bengals, which turned out to be a Pittsburgh win. Mason Rudolph finished up for the Steelers. An evaluation on Rodgers' wrist will be made today. The O's have hired Miguel Cairo as their Major League infield coach. The Wizards are now officially the worst team in the NBA. They were 1-11 going up against 1-11 Nets yesterday in D.C., and the Nets beat them 129-106. Maryland Athletic Director Jim Smith quelling the rumors on Mike Locksley, saying the coach will be back in 2026 and get more money from the football program. MIAA High School Football Playoffs, Archbishop Spalding with the four-peat over McDonough again in the A Conference, and in the B Conference, St. Paul's tops Pilates to win that crown. D.C. area, Sean Casey's DeMathis Stack Jags on the march, 42-0 over St. John, setting up a showdown with Gonzaga for their second straight WCAC Capital Division Championship. Birthdays today, former Bullets Hall of Famer Elvin Hayes turns 80 years old. Former Oriole outfielder Nick Markakis turning 42 today. And on this day in baseball history, we take you back, 72 years, 1953. The St. Louis Browns officially become the Baltimore Orioles. The time now is 8:37. When we return, it's calls like this that really make you think.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
In an era like this, Sean, where gambling scandals are all over professional sports, we were talking about football the other day and how if it ever hits football, it would be just, you know, Katie bar the door. Well, I'm not saying it did, but there was a call last night late in the Eagles-Lions game. I'm sure you didn't stay up for it, but the Eagles were trying to protect a 7-point lead. It was 16-9, less than 2 minutes to play. Detroit was playing great defense, and then on a third down play, to the outside, the pass from the quarterback Hurts to the receiver A.J. Brown was called defensive pass interference. It was clearly offensive pass interference. Elicited this response from Chris Collinsworth. Oh boy!
Apparently, he whispered.
No, he didn't whisper. He actually said something.
Oh come on! Come on! That is terrible. That is an absolutely terrible call that's going to decide this football game.
And it absolutely did, because it kept possession for Philadelphia, and they ended up winning the game 16-9.
You know, I think I've seen some... it goes both ways. I mean, I've seen a lot of flags this year. You can call holding just about every play in the NFL. And it seems like, some of the... There were a lot of flags picked up yesterday in that game in Madrid, where they... I think that the default position is throw the flag, and then we'll meet and discuss it later.
We'll meet and discuss it later, and then now they have something in the NFL called replay assist.
Yes.
But they don't use that on pass interference penalties.
Why not?
Well, because it's a judgment call, okay, and it's you can, you know, argue either way, etc. I think they should, because these pass interference penalties are the bane of our existence. How many times does the defense, you know, make a great play, let's say, and you're holding your breath.
Right.
To see if there's a flag thrown.
But yeah, it goes back to the actual rule on pass interference. If you impede the receiver's ability to catch the ball in any way, it's pass interference. If you, as a receiver, impede the defender's ability to make a play on the ball, it's pass interference on you.
Right.
And it should be that simple, but it never is.
Well, and in this particular case, they were locked up with one another. Right. And you've seen this 100 times, right? They're battling for the ball, but they're also battling each other. And in that situation, I think both players have an equal right to the ball.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they went the defensive way, and that was the key in the game yesterday.
All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. It does make you wonder.
It really does.
21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. By the way, a lot of folks want to know the site where you can order the book or get the book, Mouths of the Wicked. We just interviewed Tom Caldwell. It's PuffinPublishers.com. Puffin, singular. P-U-F-F-I-N. Publishers.com. And as soon as you go to that website, the book is right there on the loading page. So it's right there for you. Let's take a phone call here from Steve in Hanover, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Oh, great. Hey, great show.
Thank you.
My question is to you. At Butler, the day before, the Secret Service did not attend that meeting. And,
correct.
Keep that in mind. But Thomas Crooks, there was a supposed sign-in log that was at the he was at the range 43 times. Along with possibly two or three different DHS agents from the Biden administration. There's the Carlton Gun Club, and nobody brings that up
anymore. Well, it's a good point. The way it was explained to me is that, you know, DHS agents train on firing ranges all over the state and all over the country, and he just happened to go where they were training. They weren't training with them. But I think what you point out, the 43 visits, along with the history of violent social media posts, should have flagged somebody. Somebody should have intervened with Thomas Crooks way before he was allowed. And he got really lucky that day. The other thing, and Steve, thanks very much for bringing that to our attention. The other thing is that Kash Patel said the reason why we haven't seen this evidence that Tucker Carlson revealed recently and others is because they have to wait till the trial is over. What? What trial? He's dead. Thomas Crooks was killed by the Secret Service snipers. He's dead. There's not going to be a trial. Maybe Cash was confused with something else. I don't know. All right. Brooke Rollins, the ag secretary, discussing data on food stamps, and that she'd asked for the right now 29 states, mostly red states, have given data. 21 states, including Maryland. We got something to hide, folks, because here's what she found just in the 29 states that did give up the food stamp data.
But here's the most unbelievable news I have really just over the last few days, that 5,000 dead people, that was just 1 month. The number is closer to 186,000 deceased men and women and children in this country are receiving a check. Now, that is what we're really going to start clamping down on. 500,000 are getting two. But here's the really stunning thing. This is just data from those 29 mostly red states. Can you imagine when we get our hands on the blue state data, what we're going to find?
No, it'll be a treasure trove, I guarantee you that. And remember last week I had suggested that maybe it's time to make everybody reapply in the food stamp program. Apparently somebody in Washington was listening.
It's going to give us a platform and a trajectory to fundamentally rebuild this program, have everyone reapply for their benefit, make sure that everyone that's taking a taxpayer-funded benefit through SNAP or food stamps, that they literally are vulnerable and they can't survive without it. And that's the next step here.
That's great news. I applaud that decision. Make everybody reapply. You'll get rid of the deceased, the duplicate, and maybe even the illegal aliens as well in one fell swoop. So that's how you clean it up. Let's make it happen. It's 8:43 traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like there might be a minor incident here, 95 South, if you're coming towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel after O'Donnell Street before the Keith Avenue ramp. See a police car there with the lights on the right side. Could just be a broken down vehicle, but they're slowing a little bit and looking at it. We've improved a little bit at the Old Harbor Tunnel. The backup now is easing, at least coming down through the ramp area at O'Donnell Street and then going into the tunnel. So not quite as bad as it was in the last 45 minutes or so. Beltway is still a bit slow yet. Parkville to Towson, the inner loop at Green Spring. There are some gaps in the traffic now, finally, from the wreck earlier on the Beltway before Security Boulevard. The lanes are open. Even the tail end of the backup now is starting to move up around Old Court Road and 795. So we're making some progress there. Barring any new problems, we may be completely out of that by about 9, maybe 9:15 over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCB.
You know, Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Blustery and chilly today. Sunny today with highs near 50. I mean, we might have trouble getting to 50. And again, it's going to feel like down into the low 40s. Maybe even upper 30s with wind gusts reaching up to 30 miles per hour. So it's going to be, it'll be feeling chilly today, say the least. So dress accordingly. Right now, partly cloudy, 41 in Ellicott City. It's partly sunny, 41 in Pikesville. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's going crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all, and I mean all, your appliance needs. A cameraman for CTV News in Canada is now undergoing a life-changing treatment, all thanks to a random encounter he had while he was out on assignment. He was putting a microphone on a neurosurgeon when she saw his hands shaking, and she said, "I can fix that." He's been suffering from an essential tremor since he was a teenager. Here's the cameraman Kirk Neff and surgeon Dr. Mojgan Houdai talking about Kirk's surgery and recovery.
There'll be a point where I'm losing it and my hand's shaking so much. I'll be like, honey, you got to take it. And by that time, everything's all over the place.
I can fix that. And we reviewed the options for surgical treatment of patients that have essential tremor.
What type of impact has this had?
You saved my life.
You saved my career. I hate being emotional like that, but you saved my career. I probably wouldn't last probably the next 5 years because it was getting worse, and you saved it.
Yeah, and that's just a chance encounter, and now his career, and who knows what else has been saved. Just incredible. So earlier we did the story about Bill Ferguson now basically saying, that's it, no 287G program in Maryland, we're going to ban it. We'll hear more about that and what Governor Moore says about ICE agents in just a moment.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
This just in from the New York Post. Thomas Crooks described himself with the pronouns they, them on the platform DeviantArt, one of the biggest online hubs for furries and the furry community. A furry is someone who has interest in anthropomorphized animal characters, often as a sexual fetish. Two accounts linked to Crooks' primary email were found on DeviantArt under usernames Epic Microwave and The Epic Microwave. The account suggests he led an obsession with scantily clad cartoon characters sporting muscle-bound male bodies and female heads. It just gets, the story gets weirder and weirder as it goes. All right, so we talked about the obsession with ICE. Why they this is, again, law enforcement. These are duly appointed and tasked law enforcement agents. The law of the land is if you're in this country illegally, you can be rounded up, deported, after you get your immigration hearing. But the Democrats are bending over backwards trying to demonize ICE, trying to castrate ICE, if you will. The latest from our esteemed governor.
The challenge that I have for what we've seen from ICE is that they seem to be not, they don't seem to care about neither violent crime nor care about following the Constitution. And so when I'm watching parents who are here legally, who are afraid to pick up their children from school because they heard ICE is in the area and they do not want to be abducted, that is a fundamental problem. And so that's why I was proud to sign legislation that actually made things like our churches and our schools safe havens.
When you make a church or a school a safe haven, that means any illegal alien, criminal, or otherwise can run in there and they can't be touched. So that's problem number one. Problem number two, really, how many examples can you cite, sir, where children aren't, aren't able to, or parents aren't able to pick up their children because they're afraid of being abducted? Well, they have nothing to fear if they're here legally. If they're in this country legally, they've got nothing to be afraid of. If they violated the laws of the United States, then, well, rightfully, they should be held accountable. Aren't you Governor Accountability? That's what you keep telling us. And then there's old Jazzy Crockett, who loves to demonize ICE.
Like, this administration is racist. That he has always been a racist, and that is what we are enduring in this country. Let me give you some facts behind this racism, and they get mad when I say the things that I say, but I will not stop speaking the truth. Number one, I said that what we were experiencing in this country felt like what I would imagine slave patrols to look like. Mm-hmm. And frankly, anybody that knows anything about slave patrols, this is exactly what it was like. We're talking about lawless people that are going around with no warrants or anything. And it's all about rounding people up and disappearing them. That is what's currently taking place. And interestingly enough, even though modern day policing was born out of slave patrols.
Questionable.
When I was speaking with one of my friends who is a federal law enforcement officer, he told me that one of the things that he has observed is that the culture is created at the top. And when I think about it, it absolutely makes sense. If you have somebody at the top that will not tolerate the types of things that we're seeing, then maybe those under you won't do it. But we know that we have a racist at the top. He has called himself the head law enforcement agent in this country. And therefore, everybody has decided that it is okay to take off their hoods and mask up as ICE agents. Now, we've talked about how they have hidden themselves. But again, it reminds me of the Klan.
There it is. The comparison to the Ku Klux Klan. And the reason why they're doing this is, as I said, they want the votes. And Maryland Comptroller Brooke Learman has released a report in the past, and I pulled it up again today, on the impact of and the immigrants. They say immigrants, so they include legal and illegal, that they're necessary for our workforce and our economy because of the dwindling population, because they're driving all the other folks out of the state, and this is what they need for votes and for workforce and for the economy is legals and illegals. It's 8:51. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Looking for unbeatable flavor and local charm? Head to Michael's Cafe in Timonium, the neighborhood favorite for over 40 years. Famous for award-winning crab cakes, handcrafted cocktails, and a lively vibe. Whether it's brunch, date night, or happy hour, Michael's has you covered. Indoor comfort, outdoor fun, and live music on the weekends. It's all happening at Michael's Cafe. Michael's Cafe, Timonium's go-to spot. Taste the tradition. Visit michaelscafe.com.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, traffic weather on this race. Last look at morning rush hour. Here is Lugnuts Johnson.
There is a vehicle stopped, and again, there's a police car on the right side as you're coming south towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. You see it in the one camera shot here. It's well off to the side, but right there as you're getting down near the Keith Avenue ramp, they're kind of looking at it just a bit because the police car has the flashing lights on. So there is room to get by, but you might just want to stay out of the right lane. A little bit of a tight squeeze at that point. 895 is still a bit busy after the O'Donnell Street ramp. JFX is starting to improve. There's still some leftover slowing, and the Beltway at last check. We'll just make the rounds. The outer loop at Hartford Road, a little bit slow there. The inner loop at Green Spring, that pace is a little better coming over from Park Heights Avenue and eventually to the JFX. And then the west side, where we had all the problems early this morning, still backed up, not completely stopped, but definitely slow from 795 as you're working your way south. And eventually now we get the camera shot here, definitely wide open after you clear the ramps at Frederick Road and then down the hill towards 95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's traffic update is sponsored by Michael's Cafe, family owned, locally loved.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be chilly, blustery and chilly. Winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour today. Sunny skies, highs around 50, but going to feel in the upper 30s, low 40s today with the wind chill factor. And then tomorrow, mid-40s, maybe some rain. In the city, it's sunny and 44, 44 in Pasadena. Kim Klasick live is coming up next. Morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing A-okay. How was the weekend?
It was good. It was good. You know what? I went to my first Shogun fight.
Oh, really?
At Arundel Mills. Yeah, the casino.
I've never been. Is it fun?
It was a lot of fun. I thought I was going to be, like, horrified because of all the, you know, it's MMA, so the blood and the...
Right, yeah.
But it wasn't bad at all, and I had a great time.
Okay.
So I'll be back.
Yeah. As a spectator.
Oh, yes. Right. Unless somebody wants to box for charity and her name might start with a
C. Oh, you're throwing it out there, are you?
You never know.
Okay.
Anyways, I got lots to talk about today. We do have Don Myrick, the gubernatorial candidate, joining us at 10 o'clock. He wants to talk further about the $1.4 billion deficit. We're going to have a little conversation about, of course, the Stricker Street fire and the case that might finally get solved. You know, it's interesting because they thought that this guy was the guy previously.
Yeah, he was the initial suspect.
Yeah, but I guess they didn't have all the evidence. So we're going to talk about that. And I also want to talk about the response that the families have received from the city. This happened back in 2022, and here we are in 2025. Going into 2026, really. It happened January 2022. And it seems to me that the city really has just kind of been like, you know, very nonchalant about the entire thing. And I would have thought that State Attorney Marilyn Mosby would have done more on this case. She clearly did not.
Right.
So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the Kanaya Ward. There's another update there. The 6-year-old that was found dead, I should say, in a Baltimore City hotel room. And then also this back and forth with Marjorie Taylor Greene. I've got to get into this.
Yeah.
Scott Jennings, I think he hit the nail on the head. I didn't realize she was looking at a statewide seat.
Yeah, she was either John Ossoff or the Georgia governor. And this poll just was not favorable to Marjorie Taylor Greene. So
is she doing all this for personal reasons?
I don't know. I think I do believe that she really cares about her America First agenda and maybe the fact that that maybe she is looking at other options now. Maybe,
okay.
You know, who knows? I don't know. And, you know, she certainly is going on the tour
right
now. And she with the apology with CNN over the weekend. But as I said earlier this morning, it reminds me of the Elon Musk and Donald Trump battle, which ended up okay. But you don't like to see Mad Guy tear itself apart.
No.
Because there are forces out there, especially those that are supporting Ron DeSantis, that would love to see that.
Right. We just got peace in the Middle East. Can we just be happy about that for a little bit?
Maybe they'll be part of the Abraham Accords.
Yeah, you know? Thank you, Sean.
All right. Thanks, Kim. All right. So we've got this psychotherapist on TDS. I will save that for tomorrow because it's a longer cut. And I think you got to hear this because it is really a thing. It is actually a thing. And once you hear this, you'll go, bingo. Yeah, that's it. Because we called it mass formation psychosis before, but this is, he says, affecting even people in his own profession. So if members of our families suffer from it, our friends suffer from it, why wouldn't FBI agents and others, judges, also suffer from TDS? Just putting it out there. For some grist from the mill, as they say. All right, Vinny Steele is your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company, and Vinny does an incredible job of selling your home with a guarantee, meaning that once you sign on the dotted line, your home is guaranteed to sell. And Vinny can make that promise, that guarantee, because not some proprietary secret. He just has a database. He's worked very hard to build up this database, 13,000 names in it, in which people see your home once it's listed. They see it before it hits the open market, before it hits the MLS, and they're going to obviously buy it. And that's what happens, and that's why Vinny is so confident in making these guarantees. And so if for whatever reason your home doesn't sell for that price and that time frame that you agreed upon, Vinny buys it from you, pays you in cash. So call this number. Tell them I told you to call 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. And this Friday we'll be announcing the name of the winner from all the nominations. Vinny's going to be waiving his commission for the sale of a home. And hopefully, you know, we'll get that person's name and maybe even talk to him on Friday here on the show. So that's Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515. Stay tuned. Kim Klasick Live coming up next. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.